gentlemen, it is December 17th, 2019 on this live Tuesday worldwide broadcast. And the global awakening is exploding with only 321 days until the historic 2020 elections. And the answer is hitting the streets and confronting globalists everywhere they are with the facts, not leftist screeching, but with the facts. And it's happening. Here's part of what happened in San Antonio this weekend. The video's on Infowars.com. Here it is.
We can't let this happen. This election is about the soul of our nation. And Donald Trump has poisoned our soul. He fans the flames of hate. Hate groups, white supremacists here at home. Coming down the escalator when he announced. He said he was doing it before it hit the ground floor. Remember what he said? He said, I'm going to take on those rapist Mexicans. Then he cried, no, that this there's never been a president.
That's a lie, Joe.
Never been a president.
That's a lie.
Oh, it is a lie.
Yeah. And it was your son in the Ukraine.
We're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said, I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion.
You're the one that offered to withhold $1 billion.
Bam.
The Council of Foreign Relations.
I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, what, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired.
Right, Joe? Son of a bitch, you got fired, right? Remember that?
Oh, son of a bitch. You got fired.
Trump is innocent. Trump is innocent. Infowars.com. Infowars.
Just total victory, man. Just total victory.
It's like watching a slam dunk of truth just boom!
Like Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
There's a reason the globalists are fighting so hard to shut us down. They know the spirit of 1776. The spirit of the Renaissance shines brightly from InfoWars. That spirit of fighting evil is growing stronger, not weaker under attack, because your will is strong. And make no mistake, this is a war of wills. InfoWars' main mission is to expose the globalist blueprint, rally humanity, and stop them dead in their tracks. As modern Paul reveres, it's critical for all Americans to do their part in the animating contest of liberty to expose darkness and promote freedom and a pro-human future everywhere we go. The quickening is here. We are now entering the crossroads, and InfoWars is rising to the challenge. InfoWars and our dedicated, committed crew is fighting harder than ever. We live in the most historical times ever seen in the history of our species. Everyone can see it, they can feel it, they can taste it. But now, it's all going to the next level. Evil is rising, and to challenge it, good is rising as well. The fact that you're awake, the fact that you're involved, the fact that you're engaged, even in the smallest way, is giant. It's massive. It's consciousness. Now, as the year 2020 dawns, we must redouble our efforts like never before in the fight to bring down the deep state and defeat the globalist anti-human system. But the only way our information gets out is when you spread it. And when you support it by funding our operations, which are your operations, at InfoWarsStore.com. We have achieved so much of our goals against the globalists, but now the real war is starting. It's an incredibly historic time to be alive. I'm so blessed to be here. And thanks to you, the people of the world, standing with InfoWars and standing with other organizations to support liberty, we're going to win this thing.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
live, raw, untamed, and uncensored. We are alive. We are the heart of the pro-human rebellion against the globalist technocrats and their post-human nightmare global domination plan. And we are going to ring the alarm bells. And we are going to rally the human spirit. And we are going to trigger an awakening from the trance. And we are going to destroy the globalist and take our place. God has prepared for us in the stars and beyond. It's the only way we'll ever be fulfilled. Oh, my, my. It is such an incredible thing to be conscious. All right, let me lay it out. I didn't want people to be too confident. And I know they have a lot of tricks up their sleeves. And I knew that the impeachment in the House was going to end up happening because they had the votes. They couldn't help themselves. And I said, there's a 70% chance it's going to fail. Now, if you remember that, almost 3 months ago, before it all kicked off, Pelosi telegraphed the talking points about they already had the articles written up. And then she'd play the game in the news that she didn't want to tear America apart. I said then, they're going to get their indictment in the House and they're going to have their show trial by Christmas because Pelosi said, well, I don't want this to happen, but if it does, here's my plan. And then within a week of that, they launched the operation. It's all completely scripted, and that's now all been admitted. They're not even hiding it. Now, still a 30% chance of them being able to create enough hysteria to hurt the markets is what it's really about. And then trigger social unrest with some false flags, rape allegations against the president would add the icing on the cake to try to get a 22nd Amendment move to remove the president, saying that he's mentally unstable. I don't like to be overconfident, but I just have to tell you the truth, and I think you all pick up on this. You don't need me to tell you this. The American people, the populist movements worldwide, President Trump, are kicking the living daylights out of the globalist. We are, to use an analogy, caving their ribs in, ripping their noses completely off their faces, gouging their eyeballs out right now, and skull effing them. And I'm sorry, I have more prudent ways to describe it, but they would not be true. This is a delicious rout of the enemy. They are disintegrating in front of our very eyes. But if you don't realize, and I know you do, but if other people like the president don't realize that this is when they're at their most dangerous, we do not need to sit back and gloat. We need to dispatch them politically as quickly as possible and not wait when they're in our crosshairs. We need to pull the political, nonviolent trigger and put this rabid pack of rabies-infested zombies down. The multinationals had basically taken the country over. They were getting ready to fully implode it and bring the Chi-Coms in for the new global communist century and the CFR's own words. All of that is being pulled out from under them right now. This republic, despite all of our evil and our excesses, has the providence of God because of the type of individuals that founded us, the type of individuals that have fought for our future and put everything they had forward for the future destiny of the new Atlantis. Now, we've squandered most of that. We are pathetic
shadow of our former selves and the metal that made us. But compared to all the other collapsing countries, because humanity's in major decline, I got to quote the Beatles and Helter Skelter. We're coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell. Without Christ, we will fall completely, not just partially. And I know some people out there who like the show and are more libertarian are offended by my constant references to Jesus Christ, but the system hates it. And I wouldn't be here without Christ. And I'm like a man in a storm on a tiny ship. And the only thing guiding me through the storm is Christ, my North Star. And so there are no atheists in foxholes. And so I cannot help but proclaim who my Lord, Master, Director, Savior, King, Commander, absolute controller is. I mean, I wish God would just take full control of me, but that's not how God operates. I have free will constantly. And so it is a schizophrenic existence for anybody that's fallen and has the flesh and knowledge of evil and good and has a relationship with the Creator, because you have such advanced knowledge of the universe and such an incredible connection in the quiet place, the Most High, where you can always go to for solace with God, but then have to re-enter into the matrix and see all of this and see people going along with it, when if they had sight, spiritual vision, they would never join with Satan. Now, I'm going to stop preaching right there because I've got to get to the news. The globalists are in free fall. And if you look at everybody that's opposing them and fighting them, they are electrified. They are animated. They're always 10 steps ahead of the enemy. But the enemy is going to strike back in very nasty ways. And we know how they're going to do it, because the enemy is very formulaic. It's going to be false flags. What are those going to look like? They could plunge the economy. They're certainly trying as hard as they can. But Trump's using their own system against them right now, which is even more satisfactory, satisfying, delicious, rich. But we really shouldn't gloat. It's more a feeling of dissatisfaction. And should look at our weak points, because we've been behind for the first half of the game. And now in the first opening minutes of the second half, if you look at historical time frames, we have exploded and put 5 or 6 touchdowns on the board. Something obviously impossible in football, but real in the political. And so there is a massive fire against the globalists, a huge awakening. And generals are always fighting the last war. So the globalists are like, well, Jones and his audience of activists helped initiate this worldwide. They've tracked it back to us and others, but we're the main vector point, as they openly call us on CNN and in Congress and at the leftist-run CIA. I'm called the virus. I'm called the one that did it. Really, it's all of us together. We're just a focal point here. But we did breach the main enemy wall. We've now entered. We've taken over most of the systems. We freed the minds of the people. We've initiated the domino collapse. And so the enemy is trying to go back in time and take out InfoWars from something we already did, instead of trying to stop what's already happening in the present and about to happen in the future. But nevertheless, taking us out would be successful in new operations and permutations we intend to trigger, reading the intergalactic tea leaves in the future. All right, I'm going right into the news and the global awakening and more proofs of it. Your phone calls and a bunch of guests coming up today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Election fraud, organized computer hacking directed by elements of the deep state, individuals voting in the names of deceased voters or voters who've moved out of the district, moved out of the state years before. That's President Trump and America's Achilles heel. And that's 321 days out right now. And we'll be covering that with Bev Harris and other computer experts in the coming weeks and months in great detail and talking about strategies for the president to take action. Allowing the wholesale oppression and massive censorship of the American people. That's a dereliction of duty by the president not to take action against the racketeering, the organized crime. He said again this week that he's going to take action. They played the clip on Fox News. We'll see. I'm not holding my breath. I love the president. Love a lot of what he's done. Thank God for him every day. But that's the negative. Let's talk about the positive that outweighs it big time. I am not a deceiver. In fact, I've never told lies on air knowingly. I've made mistakes before. A few percentage points out of 100, I get things wrong. I always interchange the 25th Amendment and the 22nd Amendment. One is saying you shouldn't serve more than two terms. The other says that if your cabinet gets together, they can remove you if they think you're crazy or incapacitated. I mean, I do stuff like that, but I consciously never lie to this audience. But I was thinking about this last night and this morning, and it borders on a lie. And I'm not guilty feeling, but it is bordering on the dark arts of politics. Something I know how to do because I follow it, but I don't ever engage in it. And I, you know what? I didn't lie to you because I thought back. I said a lot on air, hey, I don't want you to be overconfident. Like a football team, again, goes in at halftime and the other team hadn't made a single point and you're at, you know, 24 points on the board. It's like in Pulp Fiction when they've got a plan to cover up the dead body and the wolf says, hey, let's not start celebrating here quite yet till it's all completed. A bullet in the brain's not enough. You got to put the body in the ground, to use a euphemism. A parallel, a parable, an allegory, an analogy. And I said on air, impeachment will be a disaster for them and is probably going to backfire spectacularly because they have no evidence. And they've already lied so much, they've already been caught lying so much, that if they'd have waited and not lied the last 3 years with Russiagate and all the rest of it, and Rapegate with Kavanaugh, that if they'd have waited and done this, they would have probably had a good shot at removing him in the Senate, at least a better shot. But because they lied so much, I didn't see them having any shot. That's why most political analysts said, oh, you know, 3 months ago, Pelosi and others, they're never going to try to actually have the House hold impeachment because they'll not get the indictment because there's no evidence. Because even if it goes to the Senate, it'll fail then and they'll look like idiots. And I said, listen, these people aren't leaders. They're puppets. And even if the globalists think they're going to lose, an impeachment process will hurt the country and tear the nation apart. And could trigger civil unrest, especially with the Soros trying to get race riots and things going constantly. So I said, I don't want to go down that road because it's playing with fire. But since they did it, because the low-key in me, you know, knew where this was going to go. And you all knew, too. But we didn't want to roll the dice with our children and grandchildren, did we? But they sure did. And now it's their world. They put themselves in it. So now let's make sure it's as damaging to the globalists and these evil Democrats and their pedophile party as it can be. Because let me tell you, I almost a few months ago went on air and said, this is going to blow up in their face. Oh, my God, they're such idiots. And I just said, no, don't interrupt your enemy when they're destroying themselves, to quote Napoleon Bonaparte. So, I mean, I thought about it. I prayed about it. I almost came on air and said, this is going to be their Waterloo. It's going to destroy them. But they really listen to me. I'm not bragging. I'm not. They listen. They know I'm not playing games and I've got a good eye on the future and how things are going to unfold more than almost anybody in politics. I mean, I know what I'm talking about. I have a lot of knowledge bases. And if I'd have jumped up and down and celebrated and said, oh, my God, they're about to screw the pooch, there's a chance they might not have done it. So I've just got to be honest. I talked about how Trump was in great danger, and they could kill him today. He is in great danger. It's just that the probability was so great that they were going to screw themselves that it is a form of deception that I didn't really point out that they were about to destroy themselves, but I just couldn't help it because so many times I've sat back and never been Machiavelli and been completely honest about things on air. Like, they were putting out big memes funded by Time Warner that were getting like 20 million views a week, attacking me, and all it was doing was waking up young people and was just the biggest thing ever helping us. And I celebrated it, and at first they thought I was trying to get them to stop with reverse psychology. No, I loved it. They got everybody else to make memes too. So that was already happening grassroots, so they did nasty memes. That only backfired because I embraced it. And then I said, oh, my God, this is wonderful, and they stopped it. I mean, they had Super Deluxe and all these big outfits hitting me every week, and it was just gold. I mean, I would go to a sports event with my kids at a public school because, you know, they're in private school, but we're in a public, and we'd go to a bigger, it was like just the kids thought I was a rock star. And back in the 80s, rock stars were cool or whatever. Well, it's rock star, and it still is. But I was honest about that, and they stopped it. Still, it's huge. And if I had that over to do, I wouldn't have gloated. I wouldn't have enjoyed it. The New York Times, you know, had a big headline. Alex Jones wants to be in the meme war. He wants you to make memes. And so did the Wall Street Journal. And they stopped the big corporate attack memes because they didn't know what they were doing. They had no idea how these young people's brains work. It was just, it was perfect. Please don't throw me in the briar patch. So what does the audience think of me doing that? I'm opening the phones up later because that's how you go over the dark side, though, is little increments of wanting to beat them. You can't join them because one day you're like Pelosi and don't know truth from lies and just spew false garbage. She was saying she has a medical license last week. I mean, the woman is completely insane. They all are. They're turned over to delusion. So was that a deception? No, Trump's in real danger. And if we don't take it serious, we're in trouble. And people should get out there in the streets and get in the Democrats' face. But, I mean, they are screwed. I mean, they have lost everybody. It is dramatic what just happened. I would expect them to start blowing up federal buildings this week, next week, or something like that to blame it on us. I mean, here's the thing, though. They're going to counterstrike. And I mean 100% of what I just said. The problem is they don't have full control of the government now, so they can't cover it up.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Song. He's that church. Nobody's in it. Goes in, and then you really feel the Spirit of God. Listen to this part right here. This part right here. We need to play that whole song sometime because it talks about going into the church, talks about hitting their knees. We need to get that full song on the computer ready, play that part of the song. We come back next segment. That was a dramatic cliffhanger. Now, I want to give the number out, and I want to take calls starting in the next segment. We do have some special guests in studio. The bottom of the next hour. But I specifically want to take your calls on what is the deep state going to do as it loses more and more control of the government and as their attempt to remove the president and bully his supporters in and out of government backfires spectacularly. Because this has turned into a rout. And again, that's in the old-fashioned term of two armies colliding. There's a battle. The other army gives up, throws down their weapons, and starts running away. That's now happening. This is becoming a rout. But their captains, their generals, their field marshals, their leadership is still sitting up there on their horses, commanding armies that don't exist, like Hitler in his bunker in 1945. Under the Reich Chancellery. History's repeating itself again. And I can smell victory. I can taste victory. I can see victory. I can feel victory. It's not a total victory over all the evils in the world, the problems we face, but over this rotting edifice of arrogant globalist puppets being run by the Chi-Coms and the globalists, they're being routed everywhere across the planet right now. And they have thrown their full power. They've attempted to have race wars and Islamic attacks and plunging economies and just you name it. And everywhere they go and everything they do, people are watching now. And are picking up on the lies. Comey came out last week when they put out the report, which did remove the guilt, but damned them in the report and then the testimony. And he said, oh, I'm glad the report points out no one ever spied on Trump. He came out on the Sunday show Sunday and said, actually, I was wrong. The president was spied on wrongly. Now he's made other statements. Mistakes more consequential than FISA abuses occurred while he headed FBI. This is the guy that lied to Congress and said he was never was a whistleblower, never a leaker. Though he would give it to the dean of a journalism school. That's like if I'm a mafia don and I tell a captain, go have one of your soldiers kill this person. The Don is just as guilty as the guy that pulls the trigger. In fact, more so because he conceived the plot. The boss. That's what Don means. The boss, Comey, gave the order because he got it from his boss. The boss of bosses. You know who that is. It's a committee. They gave him that order. He went and gave it to the dean of a major journalism school, he later named the person, and said, that's not a leak. And what he put out was a bunch of BS on top of it. And so America and the world is waking up. I've said this 1,000 times, I'll say it again. Before we were asleep, and they were bullying us, thinking, oh man, we really have bullied these people. These mental midgets didn't get it. We were fat, dumb, and happy, not paying attention, busy. Everything they've done now, every day I see too many videos even play of just Republican women coming out of an event and leftists and people screaming, F you, whores, and throwing things at them and people throwing bottles at myself and Owen Schroyer and all the stuff that's happened over the years. Bags of feces. Do they think that intimidates us? It makes us work twice as hard. And now you're seeing the crop come in of the last 4 or 5 years of their bullying and intimidation. So I want to open the phones up and get your take on all this and how they're going to strike back. Because, yes, this is pretty spectacular what's going on. Mainstream media is going to put a face on it like everything's fine and everybody's going back to sleep and Trump's really going to get removed from the Senate. But even with all the curveballs they're going to throw, no one's going to buy any more bull because they know these people have cried wolf so many times. So how are they going to try to extricate their bacon? Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539. First-time callers, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. In that first round of calls, I want to get first-time callers. But since I mentioned this, here's just one of the clips of Comey saying mistakes more consequential. And then I've had another example of over across the pond what's happening with a hot mic. But here's Comey.
If you were still there and all of this came out and it turned out it happened on your watch, would you resign?
No, I don't think so. There were mistakes I consider more consequential than this during my tenure. And the important thing is to be transparent about it and then look to fix it and explain to the American people how you fix it.
A couple of final questions.
So, oh, now there are problems. Now there are things more consequential. And he came out on the Sunday shows and said, oh, I guess there was spying. He tried to put tweets out and put an article out, an op-ed that was all over the country published, saying that the president's crazy, nobody ever spied on him, when it's in the damn report. Well, that didn't work. You notice he's withdrawing that now because he's not getting away with it anymore. You notice Chris Wallace, that little rat, you notice he's been all against Trump. Now he's pulling back because it didn't work. Now even they realized, oh, wait, this screwed up. But hey, the Senate trial still has to come now. Or will the Democrats choke? And will they withdraw the impeachment vote? They're having their last committee hearing right now. We've got some clips of that that are happening as we speak when we come back. What are they going to do? I want to hear from you. I really respect your opinions, your views, 877-789-ALEX. We're going to go to break, come back with hot mic moment exposes insane sleaziness of British political mass media. This is like a face in the crowd moment, and it ties into no to champagne with billionaires Boris Johnson to boycott Davos. I think you ought to go get in their face like Trump does. I'm all for meeting with your enemies. You get a lot of intel that way, but okay, he's got work to do. I get it. Boris, okay, we support you. Another bellwether of how much trouble the New World Order's in. Please don't forget the 12 days of Christmas are here. Huge sales across the board. Store on free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. Is there a place you could spend your money where it would fight globalism and stand up for your freedoms more? The answer is no. Plus, they're great products. Do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank you. You can thank yourself, too, because we're fighting for your freedom. We're fighting for our own freedom.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Bob, Josh, Chase, Coy, Griffin, Marion, Angel, Tim, JK, we're going to all your calls. In fact, I'm going to start some in this segment, but I want to play some clips first. Now, this isn't as powerful for radio, and still, most of our audience is AM and FM affiliates out there. The left tried to get us deplatformed off of those, and the radio station owners and managers told them to go to hell. It actually got us more affiliates. Some of the threat stations got, by the way, in the last year and a half from the Soros groups, they had national news stories listing stations and saying call and harass them, was to take us from nighttime rearing us to putting us on prime time. So in trying to intimidate conservative and Christian radio stations and telling them what to put on air doesn't have the same effect as trying to bully and intimidate big tech, because big tech is like you and hates America. So just a little side note of how real psychology works for you globalist, knuckle-dragging, anti-American filth. The Fed off this country too long. Sorry. This is particularly powerful if you're a TV viewer. The video's up on InfoWars.com. Hot mic moment exposes insane sleaziness of British political media class. It's from Medium.com. These people aren't like you and me. They don't care about truth. They don't care about human beings. This is Labour. That means communist. Member of Parliament and chronic left puncher. Those are terms they use in Britain. So a pusher of leftist things. Jess Phillips appeared on Channel 4 to talk about how devastating she was about the news and the exit polls that it was the biggest loss of labor ever in modern history. They've got a whole bunch of parties, and so it's usually alliances with the conservatives, or the Tories as they're called, with the left. They're globalist. They won by 50-plus points, way past the final polls are out now at 30-something percent for labor. So they have a majority. Not an alliance for a majority, but the first time in a long time that the conservatives have actual power. It's a big deal. Even the BBC calls it a heavy labor defeat. So she's laughing. She's joking. She's a sociopath, in my view. She doesn't care. But then she doesn't know she's live, so she starts tearing up and getting sad, getting into character. And the whole internet blew up with this seeing it. And again, it's just one more little straw on the camel's back. But it's everywhere. And people see it now. And so why is Comey, oh, see, Trump wasn't spied on. The report says so. Everybody goes, it says in the report he was spied on. Oh, yeah, you're right, he was. It doesn't work anymore. People aren't asleep anymore. It only angers us. You think when a woman goes out to the shooting range with her husband and puts a photo up of her shooting a legal gun on Facebook and Facebook says, watch out or we'll ban you. You think that makes the woman go, oh, okay, Facebook, I'll do what you say. No, it pisses them off and makes them get even more active. So they've taken our acquiescence as weakness. We were sleeping. But here she is. They go to her. She doesn't even know she's on camera. She doesn't know she's live. Then she figures it out. And then the hosts try to cover it up and make a joke out of it, making it even worse. These are the people lecturing the Brits and lecturing everybody in the UK that you've taken on more than anybody in Europe, and most of them are on welfare and stab you and hate you and kidnap your daughters. And how dare you don't want record more levels from Sadiq Khan, your Islamic lord. How dare you? So their own people turned against him. One-third of the party at least left them. Because it's about survival. They made it racial. The left made it racial and said white people are bad. And so all these white people that have been totally open and nice said, well, then go to hell. I'm done with you. Europe has been Christian. That's why it opened its doors to people that want to assimilate. Not to people that want to come with their sword of Allah, the cancer. That's Islam's real name, cancer, also known as Islam, that takes over everywhere it comes. Stay in your own heavenly wonderland over there. If it's so good, don't come here and try to chop my daughter's genitals off. So they wanted to complete the political correctness and the domination of everybody, and it backfired. So here she is, laughing, giggling. She doesn't give a damn about anybody. All she cares is she's still in power. And then she sees the camera and has got to act sad. Here's the third grade level drama class, Captain Hook level acting. Here it is.
Good evening, Jess. How are you feeling as these results unfold?
The bar is very low.
Can you hear me, Jess, for that? It's Christian. Murphy here.
I can hear you, sorry.
Well, look, I mean, yeah, straight face. Actually, you don't have to have a straight face on this show. What do you think?
Pause real quick. Back it up 10 seconds. So you've got this slovenly slob at, and this is what a traitor looks like. Just a goofy, doesn't care, sell out to the globalist. She doesn't care one way or the other. She's still going to have her job. Her party has just been destroyed. She doesn't believe any of this. She's a mercenary. Continue.
Straight face. Actually, you don't have to have a straight face on this show. What are you thinking?
Are you talking to me now?
Yeah.
Sorry, that wasn't clear. Sorry. I'm really tired. What I'm thinking is, it's just totally devastating, isn't it?
It's totally devastating.
Devastating.
Hey, Paul,
We bring in 10 million Islamicists and they kidnap tens of thousands of girls a year and sometimes cut them up and feed them as kebabs to us. And we kiss their butt and lick their booties. And now everyone doesn't want to totally be killed. I love Sadiq Khan. I think he's handsome.
All a bunch of lazy, stupid slobs. Advertising to the world. Hey, come here, get free stuff. We'll manage you, and we can screw over white people because white people are inherently bad. And then you are shocked that your own real liberals turn against you because you're a danger. You're a scumbag. And what you are is finished if people stay awake and keep taking action. You know, I know Trump has let them censor everybody because he knows it's just pissing everybody off. But it doesn't matter because it's Trump's job to stop the damn censorship. But at the end of the day, it's our job to make sure. What did they say on CNN last week? They had a guest host on. We talked about a neocon. And he also tweeted out saying, we need to arrest parents that don't vaccinate. We need to take their property and take their children and put them, he said, in re-education camps. He used the Soviet term. Unproven, untested, liability protected. Big pharma corruption wants to put hundreds of things in our bodies, and we're not supposed to even be able to ask a question. And he said, very telling, in his tweets and on TV, he said, the anti-vaxxers that we've, thank God, banned off the internet, they're now showing up at public events and taking things over and at city councils and Congress and live events. And my God, arrest them. What did you think they'd do when they saw their 18-month-old son who was talking and having fun and having a great life never talk again, and they're changing his diapers when he's 10 years old, and they've got all the real studies showing it was in the vaccines, and then you sit up there and try to silence them? They're going to come for you, buddy. And you're the one talking about violence, taking people's kids and putting us in camps. You totally ban people going in public talking about it. It's going to be you, buddy. It's going to be you that gets taken care of. Guaranteed. I mean, when you start talking like that, people start taking the gloves off. People start just really getting a desire in their heart to protect children. And it's you running your fat, stinking mouth, maggot. You leftists are begging for it. But you know what? We'll let you keep pushing a little longer. We got a little Gandhi-esque part of it on the back end. On the back end, you're going to be swinging from the end of ropes, and you know it, because your crimes are all coming out. All the crimes of these globalists. I'm going to break. I'm going to write your calls, I promise. Please don't forget, this is the most important time of year for us to fund our operation in next year. And we're doing okay, but I really don't want to lay people off in 6-8 months. I want to keep going into the election. I want to fight hard. So please do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the 12 days of Christmas going right now with things like Turbo Force, 60% off, and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Plus, 60% off. Knockout, 60% off. Body Humble Treatment Formula, 60% off. Ultra 12, 60% off.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Get to this before your phone calls because it's really important. Here's some of the highlights of Owen and the crew's great trip on the East Coast from just last week. And think of all the stuff we're planning to do as well, thanks to your support. Here it is.
Congressman Al Green.
How are you doing?
How are you today, man?
Better than I deserve.
Do you remember me, by any chance?
I think we met over here.
Yeah, oh my gosh. I'm actually really honored you remember me. I saw what you said on Friday.
I don't know what I said on Friday. I said a lot.
You called the president a racist again.
Well.
And you were projecting your race baiting onto him again.
Well, you know, you have your opinion and I have mine.
But that's a serious allegation, Al.
Well.
Al. He's not a racist. Here's what I want to say, Al.
Are you a racist?
No, obviously I'm not a racist. Are you a racist?
You are. It is obvious to me.
You're calling me a racist, huh? Everyone, that is absurd, Al.
Let me introduce you to a racist who follows me around.
Yeah, I support President Trump like I'm sure many people here do.
Here is how the committee will proceed for this hearing. I will make an opening statement, and then I will recognize the ranking member for an opening statement. After that, we will hear two sets of presentations. We will hear 30-minute opening arguments from counsels for the majority and the minority of this committee.
Jerry Nadler and the Democrat Party are committing treason against this country. And you can kick me out, but he's the one committing crimes. You are, Jerry Nadler. You're the one committing treason. America's done with this. America's sick of the treason committed by the Democrat Party. We're not going to sit here and watch you run an impeachment and remove our vote. We voted for Donald Trump, and they're simply removing it because they don't like it. Americans are sick of your impeachment, Shanna. They're sick of the Democrat treason. We know who committed the crimes, and it wasn't Trump. Trump is innocent.
The committee will come to order. Obviously, I shouldn't have to remind everyone present that the audience is here to observe, but not to demonstrate, not to indicate agreement or disagreement with any witness or with any member of the committee.
There was not enough, the content kind of wrapped up when you guys kind of got completely wiped off the table and nobody paid attention.
Oh, really? Because your show got canceled, my show's still on the air. You had a cable network behind you and failed, and now we're shooting a documentary no one cares about and trying to make fun of me. I was in Congress yesterday changing the world.
Yesterday?
Jerry Nadler and the Democrat Party are committing treason against this country. And you can kick me out, but he's the one committing crimes. You are, Jerry Nadler. You're the one committing treason. America's done with this.
That's right. I did see that. I think that was the taxpayer dollars at work. We'll send the volunteer off to your boss and it'll be fine.
Do you support the impeachment?
Is there an impeachment going on?
Hey, we're going to head out. Okay. All right.
Thanks, buddy.
Oh, he doesn't want to talk to InfoWars. He just tries to make fun of InfoWars for a couple months on Comedy Central and fails. And then he runs away as soon as InfoWars puts a mic in his face. Aw.
I thought you weren't allowed.
You're not allowed in here.
I thought you weren't allowed in here.
Look at these LARPers pretending to fight Nazis. Get that out of my face. Get that out of my face. Get that out of my face.
By the way, one of those bike riders tried to slit the tires. That's how violent. And they also hit him with a bottle. It cracked on the side of the truck and hit him in the arm. We'll be right back. Your host, and it is Tuesday, December 17th, 2019. I'm your host. I want to go to your phone calls, but I want to hit this big piece of news first. Multinational corporations have taken over major governments. And they are dissolving the sovereignty of the people. They are transferring the jobs and tax money to multinational corporations and to dictatorships like communist China that they control. They then open the borders up and flood the population that's left, the indigenous population, with third world and Islamic populations that have been taught to hate the countries they're entering and that have been taught that they are a political group coming here to conquer, and with the racial ethos that white people are bad. This is a 100% takeover plan by the globalists, and I know you know that. That doesn't mean people with brown skin are bad. We're not the left teaching racism and collectivism. This is what the UN's doing, and people are backlashing against it everywhere, including people that are citizens of Europe and citizens of the United States who are not white. And some of the numbers, they're the group highest level of numbers that doesn't want to be in a race-based system. Why would you want to live like that? Here's some of the articles. This is from Deutsche Welle. That's the big news over in Germany. This is not our headline. This is the UN. UN demands countries take more refugees, more migrants. Globalists hail Germany as frontrunner in refugee protection. The UN has described rising numbers of people fleeing their homes, saying more must be done to shoulder the responsibility of the Islamic population that was 500 million people just 40 years ago. It's now 1.8 billion. It's going to be 3 billion in 10 years. And they all believe they have a right to come here and conquer us, and they're allied with the left. That's why the UN says they want 600 million migrants into the United States the next 25 years. Same thing with Europe, 250 million. Those are real statements. Pull them up. They call it replacement migration. Oh, but Sacha Baron Cohen says that if you say that, it doesn't exist, even though it's on the UN website and official. No borders, no walls, no Europe or USA at all. UN demands countries take more migrants. And you can read the quotes, reboot the system, bring in more. It's all there with the videos. And that ties into this video that I'm going to your calls. Jamie White wrote it. It's on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Illegal aliens pack New York DMV after state allows driver's license for all, and then you can vote with those. Remember, they always said we're not going to let illegals vote, but now in a bunch of states, they've passed laws letting them do it. And so have cities like Chicago and San Francisco. Now, again, can I go to Mexico and get a driver's license? Hell no. They'd laugh at you. Think about that. Nobody would anywhere. But this is how you break a country. This is how you destroy a nation. If you're a radio listener, you've got to see this video at Infowars.com. And that's the first day. Think your truck driving pay is going to go down or up with this? It's going to go down, down, down. Like Ross Perot said, you import the third world without building the third world it up, you become it. The giant sucking sound. And China is the bottom of the drain. No environmental standards, slave labor, hell on earth. Illegal aliens pack New York DMV after state allows driver's license for all. Incredible. But remember, they gave welfare, Obamacare, to all the illegals. Remember, Obama said it was a lie, though. Oh, we're not going to do that, even though it was in the bill. And that's to get all the unskilled people here who were then taught to hate America, which is the globalist takeover plan. Bo, Josh, Thomas, Coy, Charlie, Angel, JK, Josh, we're going to all of you. Let's go to Angel in Texas. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
I can. Thanks for calling.
Awesome. Thanks. I wanted to give a shout out to some of your products. We buy the coffee, the Living Defense, the Regulize, basically all the gut health products. And also the Turbo Force is amazing. So thank you for the product.
Thank you.
Of course. I wanted to bring up the point about maybe where the left goes from here with the impeachment falling apart.
I'd love to get your take on it. Yeah, what are they going to do now that national polls show that are even skewed against Trump, that it's totally blown up in their face? How are they going to strike back?
I think actually that this whole impeachment thing from the beginning might be like a tactic that they're using just to sow more political dissent, just to divide us even further, because I really think that that's the end goal. I don't necessarily think that their end goal is to impeach Trump. It's just to completely divide this nation so that way we're arguing all the time. While we're arguing, no one is even noticing, you know, in the mainstream or whatever, what they're doing to take over with big tech. So essentially, I would, you know, characterize it as like when you're playing a board game with someone and they get caught cheating, so they flip the whole table.
That's exactly what's happening. They want to change the subject from all the crimes they've committed, look good to their base, further divide the nation. But they'd already divided it so much. The question was, how much more divided could it get? Just like one-third of the leftist liberals now voted conservative for the first time ever, destroying the dominant party, a total realignment that's ongoing. This is creating unity now because everybody sees this and sees it's a kangaroo court and sees Trump's done nothing. He's in trouble for investigating corruption. And they all saw what Joe Biden said about, you know, screw everybody, I'm going to do whatever I want, fire the prosecutor, and they fired him in 1 hour. So absolutely, that's what's happened. So it's creating unity now, and it's backfiring against them and making Trump the anti-corruption guy that he promised to be. Now he's being seen as that. The Democrats thought they could do this, and I don't think it's working. In fact, we know it's not. So what do they do next is the question.
I mean, honestly, they have so many tricks in their bag, but I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see like a horrible major false flag event, you know, because like Paul Joseph Watson yesterday was saying that in the UK, you know, they're already kind of, I guess, implying that they might move to martial law. So, you know, basically, if they could get like a huge event, maybe like 9/11 or maybe not that big, who knows? But, you know, they could usher in, I guess, their version of martial law and try to take over that way. I just think, you know, at this point, everything they've tried has failed. So they're in the death throes. And so they're desperate. God only knows, you know, what they have planned for us.
Ma'am, you're absolutely right about everything you said, and I'm begging you to have real respect for your understanding and the fact that you even listen to this show. And I'm begging all the listeners to do that because you're all very humble people. I am as well. We have a job, though, to warn people, whether it's a pregnant woman about the dangers of vaccines or whether it is a family, you know, buying GMO crap or whether your town has fluoride in it. It's our job to expose this and to not go along with it. God bless you, and I appreciate your call. All right, we're going to go to break, and we're going to hurry through these calls. Josh and others, JK, all of you are straight ahead. Please don't forget, you heard her talk about the products. They really are great products. The 12 days of Christmas are going right now, and they compound. Something else is on sale every day, but that adds to everything else that was on sale. So right now, it's up to 50% off on all apparel, 60% off on Turbo Force, 60% off on Ultra 12, 60% off on Bodies, 60% off on Knockout, 30% off on Singles of the Super Blue Toothpaste, 50% off on the Combos, 60% off on Brain Force Plus, and today, Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus, 60% off with a free bottle.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We are close to victory. The Democrats just can't help themselves because they control the House, but it's going to turn into just a total death blow and a giant presentation of their criminal activity. How are they going to strike back? Josh in Florida, thanks for calling. What's your take on the situation?
Hey, what's going on, Alex? Nice to finally talk to you. I've been listening to you since that martial law video where you had that interview with David Gergen. Classic. And I love the products. Bone broth. Put that in a blender with some ice, a banana, and a scoop of the vitamin mineral fusion. It's excellent. So thank you very much for that.
Thank you. Yeah, I have so much less joint pain now that I'm taking the bodies and the bone broth. Because Mother Nature has amazing things. Sorry, go ahead.
But I think the left overplayed how idiotic their followers were, and I think they reached their apex of division. So if I was them, if they spent all this time and energy that they did with the Russiagate and impeachment, they might actually have a candidate worth putting up there, but they don't. So in my opinion, I think we're going to see more of their idiot followers doing things, maybe more shootings, blaming it on the right. But if I was a general, a good general knows when to retreat. And I really think they should, if I was them, I would back up and wait till 2024 and really try to reorganize what the heck they're doing, because it's a joke. I could talk to anybody. I'm mixed. My dad's from Pakistan. My mom's Irish and English. So I can get away with, I go up to these people and they don't know how to respond to me because I'm brown. And when I go out and wear my Trump stuff, these people are like, they look at me like I'm from another planet, and they have no words, because here's a brown guy with a beard telling you all these facts. And because I'm not white, they can't say, oh, you're a racist. I mean, I'm white, but they don't.
Well, that's beautiful. Exactly. We need the ethos of wanting to be Americans. Then that unifies us, and that's how we get stronger. And then our diversity does make us strong. But the globalists use diversity to have us all divided into subgroups, self-segregating, and then saying America is inherently bad. But the way you said it is actually scientific and mathematic and dead on. The apex, or the summit, ladies and gentlemen, the paramount point, not penultimate, that's the next top, but the apex point of division has been reached with this whole latest fiasco with Vitamin and all the rest of it. And so they've gotten to the top of the mountain of their division, and they're now going down. Now, they're so arrogant, they may think they can try to go up again to a new summit, but I just don't see it happening unless they have huge false flags and can carry it off and people buy it. The problem is they don't have full control of the government right now, so they know they're going to get caught in a false flag. That's why they're pulling off all this fake whistleblower, Vitamin, wimpy stuff. But don't think a foreign power might not pull something off just to create a civil war in this country. So that's the real danger. I seriously don't think we're out of the woods yet, but good things are happening. What do you say, Josh?
I agree 100%, and I really... I hope they don't take my advice, but they should go back into the shadows and reformulate their plan and start planning for 2024, because it's just a big joke now. Or they need to turn completely socialist and just start putting their cards on the table and let everybody know what they're about. And if they're going to be, hopefully they'll be at the front lines of the civil war that they start, which I doubt. And that would be the question I would want to ask if I was in D.C., are you going to take responsibility for starting a civil war?
Beautifully said, J.K. Thank you so much. All right. Josh. Now we're going to go to J.K. in Washington. J.K. in Washington, you're on the air. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex. So I wanted to say about your products also. I know people are talking about, so I'll make it quick. The Knockout is fantastic. It's worked for – I've given it to people, lefties, on the right. It's worked for everybody. So I highly recommend Knockout. You developed that, didn't you, that formula?
Hello? I'm sorry, sir. My I've got a new wireless headset, and it cut out the last 2 seconds. Say that again.
I was saying about Knockout, and you developed that formula, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you actually – the only thing I would say, be careful. It works so well that sometimes you're groggy when you wake up, even though we always are. But it works for like 8 hours. So definitely take it 8 hours before you want to get up. But
let me tell you how I developed it. I said,
that's awesome.
I mean, I was sitting there and my girlfriend was over because I was in a divorce. This is like 6 years ago. And I'm sitting there and she's like, here, you'll sleep better, because I was all nervous and stressed out and things, if you take melatonin. And she said, I've also got some valerian root. I've got this. And I said, wow, that's like $20. That's like $30. And then I went and talked to developers and I said, how much does melatonin really cost? How much does a valerian really cost? How much is good organic sources of 8 known things? And they were all very inexpensive. So I said, I can sell this retail for like, you know, $29.95, always discounted at $19.95, and still make like $10 a bottle when a normal bottle of melatonin is like $15 and it might have a dollar of product in it. Some of the other stuff costs more. But then I went to, you know, medical people and experts and I said, are all these things safe together? And they said, yeah, absolutely. They all synergistically work together. And because it's all organic, though, some batches are stronger than other batches. So sometimes knock out super strong. This last batch, we're getting a lot of calls. They're like, whoa, this is really strong. A batch before that was okay. But, I mean, yes, Randall Wilhites writes the Texas Family Code. I mean, literally every year. His name is on the Texas Family Code book. And he's a really smart guy, doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, exercises. But he stayed up so many years not sleeping for court cases. He used to work for Racehorse Haynes, the most famous criminal lawyer. And so he trained his brain not to sleep. Well, he'd even taken medications, couldn't sleep. And he's talked about knockout helped him more than anything he's ever taken. So, yes, it's an amazing thing. And I just thought, why not put everything that works together in one pill and not overcharge people? That's why Knockout's so popular. But I'm ranting about the product. Thanks for the support. What is your point about Deep State's next move, JK?
I will, but I just want to say real quick, that's the difference between someone who's sincerely trying to find a solution as in contrast with a corporation who's trying to figure out how can we get the biggest profit margin. And so hats off to you, Alex, for doing that.
Well, thank you, sir. So, well, I mean, I always go at things as how I want to be treated. But also, I was also thinking as a model to make money, if I can have it work better than everybody else's and not be expensive, I'm going to dominate the market. But, sorry, go ahead.
But you're a good balance. You're the right balance. You sincerely were looking for a solution, and so many of the other products are looking for the profit margin. So anyway, I grew up in this deep state neighborhood in the D.C. area. I didn't know it until about 20 years ago. I wrote a book about it, written two books, but
then, JK, hold. I've got my guest coming up next, not this segment, but next segment. We'll take calls then, too. I want to hear about this. Let's not put bookends on it yet. Don't hang up. JK, then Bob, then Julie, then Charlie Coy. We're going to get to everybody. Bam, bam, bam. We're going to get to everybody. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Band.video. Remember, the globalist hope you don't spread those articles and those videos, because now the big awakening is actually happening. We've got to strike now.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
JK is in D.C. saying he grew up in a deep state neighborhood. For folks that don't know, mafia has neighborhoods, religious groups have neighborhoods, but the deep state certainly does have neighborhoods. And so tell us about the books you wrote real quick and give us your take, sir.
Okay, yeah, the books aren't available. I'm still trying to get so that they are mine. They are mine, but it's complicated. But anyway, it was called The A Club, What is an American? So I wrote about American culture back in 2007, but I used a pen name because I was working for a corporation. And the other one is also being revamped. It's about information literacy. So you can find my name. Well, anyway, I grew up in a deep state neighborhood, but like I said, I didn't know about it. But just so you know the context for me is the Bible, and specifically the end times as the context for all this that's going on. So that's where I take things from. But
well, you don't just take things from that. It's happening. World government, mark of the beast, global cashless society, it's here.
Yes. So, and it absolutely is as to where we are in it, but we're in it. So,
yeah, it's not like your view is humans need oxygen to live or, you know, I mean, that's not your opinion. That's happening.
The sky is blue, as you say, yeah. So I'm here to get to cut to it to answer your question. I think the deep state is going to do the bad side of the deep state. See, I know people in the deep state. I know there's good guys also, but that term is more negative. So I'll just clarify the evil side of the deep state is going to do something new, because we the people are on to their false flags, onto the lying, the propaganda, Now, the infiltration stuff is still effective, where they infiltrate or they go in and act like they're doing something on the, you know, on the good side, and they're really on the bad side.
Or they get a job with you and then claim you wear swastika shoes around the office. Yeah, just total lies.
Exactly. No, that they're doing that to you. So that's still going to happen. But God told me, I believe I saw the vision of something new. So your smart listeners and you put your heads together and try to figure it out. And maybe if we figure it out, don't say it because sometimes you don't want to let them know. But they're looking for something new that's not all those other ways, because with the internet and with you know, all that, things are being exposed. And you, like you said, 1776 worldwide, we the people are awakening. And so it's going to be something new. They'll still do the infiltration stuff.
Well, sure. If you ask why Trump hasn't come out against vaccines as he earlier did, because Barron got really hurt by it but bounced back, thank God. And Trump doesn't like that talked about, that, but that's a fact. I mean, Barron reportedly had to be hospitalized for people that are close to the family. But no, when he was little.
I have a master's degree in special education, so I know I work with all. I'm a retired teacher, but
and so you see how it's escalating. I mean, how they're just, yes, it's just more and more children are brain damaged. But if Trump comes out and says, don't take the vaccines, they're going to then release a bioweapon and say the plague happened because Trump said that. I mean, that's why he's hemmed in by what they can do on so many fronts. But they want to plunge the economy. That's what they're going to try to do. And I would say a bioweapon release, something along those lines, a mass shooting in a school. But that's not really new. You're right. Something new. Thank you. Great points, JK. All right. Let's talk to Julie in Michigan. Julie, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
I'm doing very good. I mean, the globalists are really getting their ass handed to them. It's blowing up in their face very nicely. But every time I start feeling confident in life politically, that's when I get hit with an uppercut. What do you think?
You can't ever feel too confident.
That's right.
Yeah,
so what do you
absolutely
think?
Absolutely. I think it's very interesting what's going on right now. And I really feel like the globalists are walking the thin line with the internet. I mean, on the one hand, you know, they've got their redouts. On the other hand, they need it to survive, prosper, and prevail with the surveillance system. So what we're up against right now is a double-edged sword. So all we can do is keep praying, keep showing up, and keep pressing. I'm really proud to see all the patriots showing up more now than they have been in the past and speaking up. I think that's going to make a big difference.
You're right, Julie. There's so many examples now, I can't even get to them all. And our people are articulate. They get in the front of the line. They're right there. They cut in with decisive info. It's devastating them.
It is. And that's really our only hope, because, I mean, anything can happen at any time. And a big enough distraction, I think, is what they're going to try to do next, kind of. You know, hopefully not anything like 9/11, but I think something that distracts people widely enough on a mental level would be probably their tactic. But the thing that we need to do is network, find other ways of networking to stay together, stay strong, and keep pushing. Like, you know, this handing out the driver's licenses in New York, I think we should speak up against that. And just keep speaking up, basically.
You're right. And I was just thinking about the next level of the awakening and what's going to unfold. Look at how suddenly these documents come out and these whistleblowers go public, that the Afghan war was always meant to be lost, always meant to control the opium. Everybody I talk to, whether they're officers or enlisted, are against this war. Trump is against it. Ron Paul calls it the crime of the century. I agree with him. It started with the 21st century. It's 18 and a half years old now. And the fact that that's coming out and the Saudi connection to 9/11 is coming out. All these things, more and more is coming out, because there are good people in the intelligence agencies, in what you call the deep state. They're just not usually at the top of the power structure. That's changing with Trump. And so they were about to expose the shadow group, and we know who it is. It's the same corporation that set up and controlled the loans to the Marshall Plan, that then controlled the resurrection of Europe. And that same corporate conglomerate broke away from the U.S. government and has been stealing about half the defense budget every year. It was multi-trillions back in 2001. That was all coming out. There was a deep state war happening then. So 9/11 was carried out, working with Islamists as well. Not saying Islam isn't a threat, but there was a deep state working with it. That was a staged event to try to get everybody to accept the tyranny and the police state. But now the police themselves are awake. And so it's quite a time to be alive, Julie. Thank you so much, and God bless. She made some really good points. These callers are amazing. Let's go to Bob in New York. Thanks for holding, sir.
Alex, I love you.
I love you.
I'm a man in New York, but and I know who I am, but that's the truth. I want to tell you that. Listen, we have to go on the offensive. First of all, Trump has to go on the offensive and arrest somebody. Secondly, you have to go on the offensive and have a 10 million man march July 4th in D.C., Owen Schroyer style. I'm asking you to do it. I'll be there. You get 10 million people out there, and we have to be on the offensive to call.
Well, I mean, let's say we get a million people tuning in today. That's very conservative, but a million actually live tune in. If everybody listening came, that'd be a million people. We need everybody, if we did something like that, to spend months promoting it to everybody else, and it needs to be around the Capitol and around the White House, not at the mall where they send you to not get any coverage. We need to be there with bullhorns, streaming live, and we need to have like a three-day event where we're going to go and then go into the halls of Congress legally and lawfully and take our country back.
I agree with you 100%. I think what Owen Schroyer did, we should be doing that every day. And if we did, then we'd be able to go to Adam Schiff's office and demand he empty his desk in front of us on live television. I mean, the medium that you have going on here is just unbelievable. I mean, I'm listening to a live boardroom discussion with Alex Jones pointing in different things. I mean, this is how it has to happen. So if we call in shows like this and talk about solutions, we're going to come up with one. You know, I believe the first caller who said that they're probably going to go with some 9/11 type thing, maybe not as big. I mean, why not? You know, they can do that stuff, kill 3,000 of us just like that and not care. So what's the number?
That's right. Make no mistake, they're getting ready to pull something big, and we better figure out what it is and better get out ahead of it, even if they do pull it, so we can expose who stood to gain from it. It's going to be very obvious when they stage it. They're going to blame Trump, blame America. Of what happened in San Antonio this weekend. The video's on Infowars.com. Here it is.
Nation, we can't let this happen. This election is about the soul of our nation. And Donald Trump has poisoned our soul. He fans the flames of hate. Hate groups, white supremacists here at home. Coming down the escalator when he announced.
Racist.
He said he was doing it before he hit the ground floor. Remember what he said? He said, I'm going to take on those rapist Mexicans. Then he cried, no, that this there's never been a president.
That's a lie, Joe.
Never been a president.
That's a lie.
Oh, it is a lie.
Yeah. And it was your son in the Ukraine.
We're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said, I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion.
You're the one that offered to withhold $1 billion.
Bam.
The cancel of foreign relations.
I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours. I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired.
Son of a bitch, you got fired, right? Remember that?
Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired.
Trump is innocent. Trump is innocent. Infowars.com. Infowars.
Just total victory, man. Just total victory.
It's like watching a slam dunk of truth. Just boom!
Like Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Stopped into a church. Passed along the way. Well, I got down on my knees. And I pretend to pray. You hear a preacher like the call.
Preacher like the call.
phone calls into the next hour while we have these special guests in the studio. I've had a chance to go on their show. Got a great response. I was already very familiar with what they do because I'd watched a lot of their programs. Ross Patterson and Dan Holloway are here in studio. DrinkingBros.com is one of the big podcasts they do. I'm not going to go over their whole bios here for both you guys. Both you guys. But Ross, why don't you say a little bit about yourself and then get Dan to say something about himself for the listeners that may not know who you are. And then I'm glad I kept asking you, hey, I invited you on the show, but what do you want to cover? So you finally told me what you wanted to cover. And that was something that's so big in the news right now and such a good thing that Trump has spearheaded that really proves how real he is just in one more way. So both of you guys, tell folks about yourselves.
Absolutely. My name is Ross Patterson. D'Anthony and I, D'Anthony Holloway, host a little show, 6.4 million monthly listeners called Drinking Bros Podcast. Host another one called Ross Patterson Revolution. We have a media company together with about 3 to 4 shows right now. The fourth one is in a trial state right now. So look out for that. And in 2020, also not to brag here, but I'll go ahead and drop it. New book, Thank You for My Service, that I got to write with my best friend about his life. Ended up 9 consecutive weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. And that just fell off a couple weeks ago due to Don Jr. So that's a positive. Don Jr.'s came in at number 1, knocked us out of there, and we're happy about it.
Yeah.
So you guys are knocking it out of the park, because I don't spend a lot of time on YouTube, and I know they try to downgrade conservatives and nationalists, but I still see your stuff all over, meaning it's trending despite what they're doing, kind of like salmon going upstream.
Well, we'll talk about that in a second.
Tell folks about yourself.
Yeah. So Daniel Holloway was in the 82nd Airborne. I was a VP of marketing, Black Rifle Coffee, who you're familiar with as well.
Good stuff.
For a while. Now I do this. We have a great time over there. Like you said, we're doing pretty well. Onto the YouTube thing. We put your video up. The episode we did with you.
Mm-hmm.
What was it, mid-September?
Yes, mid-September.
It got to 100,000 views in a matter of days, and then it just stopped.
Stopped on a dime.
Yeah.
It went from, on average, about 10 to 12,000 views a day to 21.
Well, that's what happened with Joe Rogan, 16 million, and it just stopped.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked to folks, it's actually way above that. It's the biggest podcast he ever did, but they just block the counters now.
Yeah, that's all they do. And it continues to happen over and over and over again, and it sucks. Because let's face it, they banned InfoWars, right? They didn't ban Drinking Bros on there. We should be able to have the right to have any guests we want on air, but we had a problem with you, and we had a problem with Milo Yiannopoulos. And there was another guy, Graham Allen, who was also
There's a list.
Blocked as well.
There's definitely a list. Yeah. You know, it becomes problematic when a media platform or any kind of communicative platform becomes so ubiquitous that you need it to communicate with people, and then someone starts to censor it.
It's a utility.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a utility. It's the same thing with a cell phone. Like, no cell phone company could tell you that you can't own a cell phone at their company, no matter what you believe, unless you're committing crimes with it. Right?
Yes.
But at this point, the internet is like that. You can't do this stuff.
And now with AI, they can watch everything you're doing in live time.
Yeah.
CNN, when they were banning even using my name in a positive mention on Facebook 6 months ago, actually had a segment going, we're trying to see if he's using WhatsApp on Facebook. Day later, no, we got the account. He's not using it. But we're banning a bunch of other people that are.
Yeah.
So they're live time watching what you're doing, spying on you.
Well, a friend of ours, Omar Crispy Avila, he's a guy that got blown up in Iraq. You may have heard of him. His nickname is Crispy11B on Instagram. He posted a picture of him and Don Jr. together, and the picture got taken down. It was just a picture of the two of them with their arms around each other, like standing like this, and they took it down for offensive
content. They're now taking Melania pictures down, calling it hate.
Yeah. Yeah. This keeps happening over and over again, and you mentioned the AI. The AI is very real, and now it's focused on voice, not just video.
Exactly.
And it's because YouTube has started to transcribe all their podcasts. They have the voice-to-text or the text-to-voice stuff and vice versa. So it's transcribing and analyzing all this stuff, kind of like Echelon did back in the day with the NSA, right?
Yes.
It's essentially the same
thing. And then using
software.
It to block things off what you say. That's why I've got to come out with a pen name or a nom de plume that everybody uses until they ban that. It'll be, all right, here's the new word we use.
Yeah.
But then the AI gets better and better. This is the total control.
Yeah, it is. And I've even tested out doing your voice to see if our videos stop, and it does. So I'll go on our show and do your voice occasionally and be like, oh, Hillary in the deep state, it's all crazy. You got to get out of there. And our videos stop on a dime. So
it's weird as shit.
I think they've just blocked your voice in general. And I think your voice is
probably number one. You can do my voice pretty good.
It's not bad. Not bad. I'm working on it.
Got a few polyps in there, too. No, but seriously.
So I need to have this new character.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
We liked that one. Our fans were a big fan of the Chinese commercial.
Of your Asian
I'll just go in a room with helium. You know, I'm going to do a new show as Fentanyl the Dragon.
Oh, Daddy America.
I'm sure they would love that. The voice that seemed to be most acceptable these days is the I'm not gay, I'm just from Atlanta voice. And I think that's the one that they want everyone to use, just universal across the board of like, oh, man, we're on InfoWars today. This is going to be crazy.
Oh, my goodness. It's good to see you.
Yes, yes.
So tell me about that black rifle.
Yeah, exactly. And it's
so big and black.
It's not gay. You're just from Atlanta.
Yeah.
You're just from Atlanta. And I can say that because I'm from Atlanta. But that's, I think they're looking for a universal voice that they want everyone to use. And then they want all of us to be gender neutral.
I just love Obama. He's so manly.
That voice isn't going to get banned.
Did you ever see him playing basketball?
I did.
He's not manly, folks. Not manly. Sorry.
Yeah. And it's one of those things. When he plays basketball, they let him score. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like, oh, you'll be playing like a former professional.
Yeah, his body man was a D1 college player at Duke.
Yeah. Yeah, he played in the Celebrity All-Star game at the NBA, and he housed people and dropped like 22.
Yeah. You're
going to tell me Obama dropped 28 and had 13 assists against him? No.
All right, guys, let me ask you a few questions. Because
let's do it.
Seriously, I wasn't patronizing you when I said, hey, I really want to hear what you want to cover. You guys are, oh, no, whatever you want to get into. I had forgotten about this bill, and I had said months ago, and you guys are pushing it heavily with your co-host, I had heard about this. I said, if Trump really does this, he's really for real. This is really a good thing, and he's already tried to clean up what's happening with Veterans Affairs and with the medical stuff, but this is ginormous. We'll cover it next hour, but tell folks what he's doing.
Yeah, so basically, there's this Green Beret, former Green Beret, he's still active right now. His name's Richard Stayskull, and he's a prior service Marine before he came into the Army, and he got shot in the lungs back in the day. They left the bullet in, or something happened. I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah,
there's like a fragment in there, but it developed into cancer, and they caught it early, but they misdiagnosed it, and that is medical malpractice, right? But because of something called the Fairies Doctrine, active service members cannot sue the Department of Defense for medical malpractice. And it was instituted because of test pilots and new technologies and all this stuff. They didn't want people filing frivolous lawsuits. But that's nonsense. If you're going to send people off to war, you take care of them when they get back.
Well, I think if you're like a test pilot or an astronaut, you could sign a waiver.
Exactly.
An experimental program, but none of you. No, I want to be taken care of. I got shot in the lungs.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's got a great attorney, Natalie Kwom, does a lot of pro bono work for veterans especially. And she has been working really hard on this, working with a number of agencies and other organizations to do it. The House decided to add it to the National Defense Authorization Act. Like, technically, it's part of the Judiciary Committee, but they decided to forego it. Like, hey, we'll take our hands off this, let Armed Services put it in the NDAA. The Senate wanted to do it, but Lindsey Graham wouldn't let them. Lindsey Graham is the...
Let's talk about it when we come back. Yeah. But this allows folks in the military, if they've been screwed over, to seek a remedy to it like they're human beings. Same thing with vaccines. We need to get rid of that liability protection.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I?
What amendment is it? I get them all mixed up now. That you have to be a U.S. citizen to be president. And I've always been for that because I don't like Schwarzenegger. But Melania Trump, she'd make a great first lady. You were telling a story, Ross, get into that about. Because you've been in Hollywood, big TV shows, movies, you've seen it all. But, I mean, you said she's got a presence. I've met her once, too, and I had the same experience. Because, I mean, super hot, attractive women don't shake me up.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a sexual thing. I was like, it was like electricity's coming off that lady.
Yeah, there's been three instances in Hollywood where I've been stopped in my tracks where I was like, oh, dear God. Where I clutched my pearls, where it's just like, oh, my gosh. One of them was Heather Locklear back in 2000. I remember the days. Like the year and the date, that's how intense it was for me. Heather Locklear, Melania Trump in 2016, right before the election. I get to meet the Trump family. And my God, stunner, an absolute stunner. And the other one was Gwen Stefani. Gwen Stefani stops an entire room where you're just like, it's almost as if a ghost is floating by and you don't believe they're real people. But Melania's total package. Didn't hear her talk that much, so I don't know. But as far as...
And you were saying, like, the Secret Service where it was like, hey, don't look her in the eyes or...
Yes. The specific instructions were this.
don't look her in the eyes. I said, look, is that part of the writer? Are we not allowed to do that? Does she not prefer it? And they were like, no, she's so hot, it'll physically melt your eyes out of your skull. And I was like, dude, I've met everybody. Come on, it's me. I've met everybody. And sure enough, when I saw her, I was like, oh my God. And I was with my wife. And even my wife is like, dude, I get it. You know? It was one of those moments where she was like, look, I don't blame you if you're willing to risk it all right now. You know, kids, family, I get it. For her, I get it. you're stunned a little bit too. You can't give your
but
true.
The pictures don't pick it up.
No, they don't. No. They don't.
And because it was kind of like Darth Vader-esque, but in a woman, you're like, it was kind of like scared of her.
You know? I know. And it's because she doesn't talk that you don't know, where you're like, oh, am I doing something wrong? Is it me? Like, you don't know what's wrong. And it, you know, she's got that type of power. It just stops you. When you think about it later, when you go home and think about it, you're like, man, did I do something wrong? Just something in the eyes. Something in the eyes.
Well, those two are definitely in love, too. You're always hearing, oh, she doesn't like him, they're going to break up. I mean, when they're at Mar-a-Lago at their own table, they have like three-hour dinners.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all BS. Trump's had a lot of women, and he likes Melania. You know, that's definitely.
100%. And we've had friends have dinner with just the two of them at the White House. We won't say who they are because of, obviously, sensitive operations and things like that. But same thing. They were like, dude, the dinners go on for like 3 or 4 hours. And it's laughter and stories and just hanging out. And he's not afraid to rap about life. Well, he'll get real with you and tell you the real stories where you're like, oh, man, is that really happening? I'll be like, yeah, this does and this does and this does.
Well, that's right. The real Trump's even smarter than what you see because he dumbs it down.
Yeah. But I think you have to for today's culture, right?
Yeah. Now, that's the name of our new podcast is Melania is Hot. Or Melania
the Smoke Show. Featuring Melania.
Yeah, just have her picture on the logo. It'll be fun.
When we come back, this is a short segment. Get into the big, serious news of the good thing Trump's doing. Yeah, in fact, spend a minute or two on that right now, why this is so good, what the law is.
So the Fairies Doctrine, like I said before, prevents this from happening. Now, because, I mean, look, a lot of people in the world.
You know what? Let's just go to break.
All right.
Talk about how hot Melania is for a minute.
Oh, man. You know, it's like she's got a glow coming off of her. I don't know what it is.
Talk about her eyes.
Yes.
They're very blue.
I mean, it wasn't a. And like when she was in, you know, when the New York Post published those nudes, that was art. That wasn't pornography.
I don't understand why just posting pictures of people, like if you're that unsettled in your life, that seeing a photograph of another human being can ruin your day like that, you may need to seek some psychological help.
Unless it was Nadler.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Unless
it hearing Nadler, his voice is just like, come on, man.
Seeing those clips of him,
I can't do it with him.
The only thing I'll give him was seeing those clips from 20 years ago, right? From the impeachment talks from Clinton.
Because it should not be partisan.
Exactly. He's at least, like, his balls have dropped a little bit.
A little bit.
So he's at least sacked up in that department. He's lost some weight.
But he was right. That's about it. He was right back then.
Yeah.
An impeachment this late into an election cycle is.
By the way, speaking of hot, Nadler 30 years ago, I'm not into guys, but he's gorgeous. No, seriously. I'm gay for Nadler. I'm going to be honest. I mean, there's not a hotter man on earth. I mean. Oh. He is a sexy beast.
That he was not right. True. We've lost a lot of boners in the U.S. because of that guy.
We'll be right back.
A lot.
All right, I'm going to stop it right now. We're really out of control. It's back in 60 seconds.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, next segment, I'm going to get into your calls with our two guests, DrinkingBros.com, Ross Patterson, Dan Holloway, are in studio with us. Their co-host has the number one New York Times bestselling book for, I guess, 9 weeks straight until just recently. And they're here with us. Let's start over getting serious because we just spent a lot of time talking about Melania Trump and, you know, God's greatest, you know, some of his greatest creations that are out there floating around. But seriously, let's get into lawmakers agree on bill to allow military personnel to sue. And I don't like litigious people. I don't like lawsuits. Except when it's for medical type issues, and it's very clear when they cut the wrong leg off or whatever. Don't remove a bullet they know is there. And they treat our military really bad. It's come out. They get them the worst doctors, people that aren't even accredited correctly. A lot of folks that, you know, come from third world areas that don't have good medical degrees, and they just don't give the medical treatment that they know they need to, quote, save money. Trump said he would fight back against that he would fix the VA, that he would get them private access to private doctors to kill the backlogs. He's delivered to a great extent, but you're a veteran. Mm-hmm. I'd like you to respond to this and this bill that Trump is set to sign very, very soon, and how big this is. Because, listen, in 1984, they passed a law that Congress gave immunity to the vaccine makers. when there were only just a few vaccines they were trying to make mandatory. Now it's over 100. Did you know they have vaccine liability protection where they can't get in trouble? Well, that's why it's so deadly and so horrible. Well, don't veterans have a right to sue? So break this down. It's a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal. So, I mean, essentially now, well, not now, but soon.
At 4 o'clock today.
Very soon. So the House already passed it. Mm-hmm. Senate's going to pass it today. They're signing it into law today, or they're going to sign it today, and then it goes to the president's desk. It allows active service members and former service members to file lawsuits against the Department of Defense for medical malpractice, and it's called the Richard Stasekall Government Accountability Act.
And that just means that our voluntary military is not going to be as second class as they've been.
Correct. Well, a slightly less second class. Because, come on.
So speak to what the VA's done to the troops. Then give us your honest report card. Is Trump trying to fix it?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it's getting better. But it's a matter of will. It's not just about money. So Obama tried with money a little bit. I think he ignored it for the most part. I mean, look, he didn't do anything until that story from Phoenix came out where people were dying waiting in line. And that's the way it is in the government, often. Nothing happens until somebody starts raising hell about it.
Sure, and I'm not trying to kiss Trump's butt, but seriously, it does seem like he's really busting his ass on that front.
Well, that's what I mean. It's not a matter of time or money. It's a matter of will. It's like war. Will wins wars. It's not about money and technology and all that shit. That's not what it's about. It's about war. It's about the will to win, ultimately. And this is another fight like that. It's about the will to win. Ultimately, you have to be ready to go to the mat for people. And look, I'm a veteran, so I've obviously got a stake in this whole thing, but we've done quite a bit for this country over the years, and we're not the type to fight on our own behalf. Usually we're just...
Well, why would you treat your warriors the worst? In most successful cultures, you treat them the best.
You would think that would be the case. You would promote them in business. You would promote them in politics because they've been through a lot of stuff that's going to make them better leaders than the average.
But the establishment doesn't want that. They want soy boys who've literally had their testicles chopped off at age 5.
Well, they want somebody they can control, ultimately. And people think that because the military is so ordered, you can control people like that. And then you get people like, you know, me, for example, and Jared Taylor, our co-host, and Matt Best and Evan Hafer, who don't give two shits about what other people think. We're going to do what's best for our tribe, for our community, no matter what the circumstances and no matter what the ramifications of that is.
Well, I'm just glad that we're seeing some movement on this. And again, people are saying, what, you want more lawsuits? All I'm saying is I want U.S. citizens to have the same rights that illegal aliens have in this country to file malpractice lawsuits. Previously, illegal aliens can file lawsuits. They can do all this, but our veterans can't.
Right, yeah. And how crazy is that? It's nothing new, though. I mean, look, like I said, we're not very good self-advocates. Veterans have problems. You know what? I'm just going to suck it up and get this done, or I'm going to suck it up and deal with it. That's our attitude most of the time. So it takes people like Natalie Kwom, his attorney, and tragic circumstances like he's in, like Richard Stasekall is in right now, to be an impetus to get some movement on these issues,
well,
unfortunately.
The silver lining to this, too, is that, again, the vaccine makers have liability protection. No one even knows that. The inserts admit they can kill you, all sorts of bad reactions. Mm-hmm. More and more of these are experimental. They're pushing on the public. You can't sue them.
Yeah.
That's BS.
Yeah. Beyond even that, is the FDA, is there a more useless organization than the FDA in this country? Honestly. How could anything be more useless than that?
They spend all their time trying to stop vitamins.
Yeah. Come on.
It's crazy. And look, it continues to happen unless you do something about it. And on Drinking Bros podcast, when his lawyer called, she said, look, I'm just trying to get the story out there because nobody wants to cover this.
I was about to say, it's not about getting credit, but it is where it's due. So folks know we're having some wins, how important independent media is. It's even in the news that you guys helped get the ball rolling. Your audience did.
Yes. Yeah. And so we put Lindsey Graham on blast.
Yeah, we burned him down for a good month. So they had been working on this.
That's right. You ran into a break and never got to the fact. We're not just talking trash about Graham. He had to be basically run over to do this.
Yes, yeah. he had to sign off on it.
Like, he's a 35-year veteran of the Air Force JAG Corps, like the Judge Advocate General. And he's an attorney in the Air Force, right?
So he knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing. So he was asked, you know, a number of times, like, hey, can you at least talk to Richard? He said, yeah, but I'm not going to change my mind. This bill exists for, or this doctrine exists for a reason. Well, hearing, and this is the power of you as an individual, and it's the power of independent media and the power of government.
Tell them they're out there in camera 4. Tell them their power.
Yeah, it's the power is in your hands. These politicians work for you. You don't work for them. And if they're not doing what you want, fuck them. Go after them with everything you got. Rally your friends around you. Get with like-minded people who agree with you. Because at the end of the day, that's the only power you're ever going to have, is as groups, not as individuals. That's not what this country's about. This country's about groups of people coming together under one flag and saying, you know what? You're not going to stop us. That's how we started this country.
That's right. That's what a country is. They're saying we can't have a country. Now the UN and China is going to tell us we can't exist. Our country made laws that were the best in the world, so people wanted to live under those because the system, the social construct and social contract we organized was the model of the world, and now the globalists want to trash it because it stands in the way of them dominating us.
Yeah. Yeah. They, like you said, they want soy boys. They want people who are easy to control. That's why all these institutions exist. That's why welfare exists. And the way it does. Like, look, some welfare is going to be necessary in every country.
Sure, but they want you domesticated.
Yeah, yes. They want you to be dependent on them. And anybody that wants you to be dependent on them, whether it's in a relationship or government or any of that other stuff, be wary of that organization.
That's a slave master.
Yes.
Oh, yes. And it's the new form, and it keeps happening over and over and over again in today's society. I mean, we ran into it with the new Hanover County School Board. We're actually running for school board in our district in Wilmington, North Carolina. They were redistricting the schools. We found out one of the board members on there, a guy named Bill Rivenbark, had pushed his neighborhood in and pushed some other neighborhoods out. And we decided to do something about it. We're actually running for school board in 2020 in New Hanover County in Wilmington, North Carolina. And that's the thing is you can scream or you can protest. Like today, everybody's protesting in every city over the impeachment. That's going on in the Capitol steps of Austin right now.
We're bullhorning them right now.
Oh, yeah. So
we ought to get Owen and them to pop in later. I know they're down there bullhorning them.
Yeah. We drove by that, and it's like, you have time to do that. To do something meaningless by standing on the street with a sign or some form of knit hat, but you don't have time to actually go out and make a difference or a change in the world by running for office.
But you just said it. The key is running for local office and taking over. And even if you don't win, you educate people in the political process.
100%. And the thing that struck me the most with the New Hanover County School Board thing was, as soon as we signed up, they asked, "Are you Republican or Democrat?" Now, this is children.
Yeah, what does the school board have to do with being partisan? Like, why would that even be an issue? That's like being a Republican mechanic or a Democratic scientist. That doesn't make any sense.
Or a Republican or Democrat surgeon.
Yeah, exactly.
You're making decisions that benefit the welfare of children. This is not partisan politics.
And on a school board, it's grades K through 12. By the time these kids are even old enough to graduate, they can barely vote.
But the truth is they've politicized it. The Democrats are encroaching. Planned Parenthood's moving offices in all over the country into elementary schools to brainwash kids and teach them transgenderism. So they don't want to just murder you in the womb. If they can't get you there, they're going to literally try to convince your child that they want a sex change, so the state swoops in and takes legal control of your child. That is a criminal mafia that doesn't want to steal your money. They literally want to maim your children.
Yeah, it's been like that with the government for a while. I feel like it's become more and more encroaching on our personal lives. And I like what you said earlier, though, about police. Police are starting to wake up. Like a lot of people, sometimes it's ignorance. Like you don't realize that you're enforcing stuff that has a second, third order effects in society. And then you realize it and you wake up.
Exactly. The police were going to be the globalist biggest tool. Now they've totally flipped against them.
Yep, absolutely.
And they're going, whoa, that's why we're winning. Let's talk about impeachment and what tricks you think they might pull and take phone calls on the other side. The website's drinkingbros.com. Ross Patterson and Dan Holloway in studio. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Only get out when you spread those links.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Drinking Bros is the name of the show. I've watched it. It's very popular. Millions of viewers and listeners every week. Ross Patterson, Dan Holloway are in studio with us, drinkingbros.com. I want to go to your phone calls because we're talking about the big subject, and I wanted to ask both these guys about it as well. Mm-hmm. So we're going to you here in just a few minutes. This impeachment, I think, is really blown up in the Democrats' face, but they're still going to go ahead with it. They've got the votes. I think they're going to pass it out of committee today and go ahead and have the vote sometime this week. They've said they are. Maybe they'll pull back, but I haven't seen them ever retreat when they should. And I think once it gets to the Senate, it's going to really show what frauds they are. Why do you think they've done this? What do you think comes out of it? Do you think it's backfired on them?
Well, I think they've done it because they don't have a candidate that can win, honestly. That's what I think. But here's why it's going to backfire. So they're putting all of their down ballot people, Congress people, and et cetera, in positions where they have to either go with the impeachment, which people do not like. Like, it's on, like, almost every major
poll. That's why they've got the Democrat congressman leaving and joining the Republican Party.
Almost every major poll now shows that people in general in America are against the idea of impeachment, particularly in the middle, the later stages of a political campaign for an election. So people are against that. So now you're going to force people that are in the middle, all these people that are the coveted voters, you're going to force them to decide between a candidate who either bailed out or and they lose their base on the Democratic side, or they stay with it and they lose the middle. They're going to lose down ballot elections, and we're going to flip the Senate.
So why are they doing it? I totally agree. Why are they doing it?
I have no idea, because they're idiots.
Yeah, and I go back to a meeting that Pelosi had, because Pelosi, if you remember, was against it the entire time. And there was one meeting where she finally went behind closed doors with Democrats, and then they came out of that and said, all right, we've got to impeach.
It was like 3 months ago.
Correct. And I think it was after the second debate, Democratic debate, if I'm...
She's like, we've got to have a distraction from how bad our field is.
Correct. And I think after that debate, she threw up her hands and said, all right, great. We're stuck with the same candidates from 2016. What is this? Biden's third time running. He's out on the campaign trail talking about, you know, the hairs on his legs from when he was a boy.
And chewing people's fingers off and stuff. I mean, it's getting wild out there.
It's getting wild. The dentures are coming out. And I think they looked at the polls and they said, all right, guys, we've got to go all in on this impeachment.
So it's a Hail Mary.
Correct.
Yeah.
And we're going to lose 2020 anyways. If we don't do this, we've got to go all in on this impeachment. Here's the thing, because there is nothing.
So it's a desperation Hail Mary.
It is. Correct. That's the problem. They're throwing a Hail Mary, but they don't need to yet. Like, they can lose the presidency for another year and gain seats in the House and Senate, but they're not going to do it now. And they're too far into the process. Like you said, there's no retreat at this point. I don't think they don't have a path for retreat. They're surrounded completely at this point. Like, if they retreat now, their base is going to leave. They're going to vote third party.
So then I totally agree with both of your analysis. What happens next then?
Well, we've seen what's happening in England. Boris Johnson, they crapped on this guy for years, right?
Only built him up.
They gave him everything they could with both barrels, but it was nonsense. It was superfluous to the conversation.
Yes.
It was unnecessary. And now he's emboldened more than he was when he first got elected.
And again, they're parliamentary, so to get 50%+ of the vote is unheard of.
It's crazy.
They had a mega landslide.
Yeah. The Labour Party is they have a lot to recover from over there at this point.
Yeah.
So they have any aces up their sleeve, anything that the deep state, the dark side of the deep state, hasn't done that they're going to pull?
None. And I'll tell you why. I think this is going to vote in the House tomorrow, I believe, on Wednesday. They'll have the votes, clearly. And then, you know, McConnell doesn't want any witnesses whatsoever testifying, and he shouldn't, because they have nothing. The less you give them that they can dig on and say, oh, see what you said there.
Oh, yeah, none of the witnesses have any eyewitness. It's all hearsay. It's not admissible.
Who is it? I can't remember the congressman's name, Matt Gaetz or something like
that. Gaetz.
Gaetz. He was like, does anybody have any firsthand knowledge in any of this? All right, noted.
Yeah.
It's like saying, does anybody have firsthand knowledge of a crime? Yeah, There's no crime.
It was great television.
Great television. But then it'll go to Senate probably the third week of January. The Senate's obviously going to vote against it. There'll be an immediate acquittal. And then what? Then you're in February. You've got caucuses starting in Iowa. And then New Hampshire and all that
stuff.
It's
going to set the tone for everything. There's no way people forget about this.
100%. And every single question on the campaign trail for those guys, for the Democratic Party, is why did you impeach? And why didn't you get it done?
So why do they want open borders? Why do they want to give illegals driver's license? Why do they want to teach 5-year-old boys their early girls? Who's directing the Democrats to do all of this destructive stuff? The Chi-Coms, the globalists. They don't want our country existing. So we sit back and go, this doesn't make sense for the Democrats, because they're on a kamikaze mission, because they're not really in charge of this attack.
Well, we talked about this last time we were in the show. We think that China and Russia have a combined information operation campaign against the United States to weaken masculinity in this country, to turn men into soy boys and our culture into weakness. Like, we're offended by everything.
I know China is funding Hollywood and Netflix. That is their main it shows they fund.
Oh, yeah.
They're
yeah.
pushing that.
China owns
four of the eight studios. So, look, the influence is coming in from everywhere at this point. The problem is you're not going to be able to run away from this on the campaign.
Well, China executes you if you try to teach boys to chop their balls off.
Yeah.
Okay. Because they don't want to be weak, but then they fund Hollywood to do it.
Yeah. And look, and if you have enough money, you can buy them on the black market.
Yeah.
That's what Dan wants for Christmas.
Yeah, I do.
Just one set of nuts from someone, you know?
Just an extra set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hang them in my rearview mirror in the car. Just to remind me not to let that happen in this country.
His air freshener's gone bad.
It has, yeah.
So he wants a new one.
All right, we're going to go to calls when we come back. This is a shorter segment. What else is on your radar screen? I mean, there's a lot going on, a lot happening.
Drudge Report. Can we please talk about Drudge Report?
Yeah, go ahead.
I've always been a huge fan of Drudge Report. I do not know what has happened that it is suddenly switched where it has been, for the last 3 to 4 months, every single day, Drudge is hammering Trump with negative news. And I don't know if they had a falling out or what went on behind the scenes.
I don't know. I haven't talked to Drudge in a long time. I know that he still links a lot of our important articles. I made a mistake a few weeks ago. I always thought that Twitter account that had like 1.8 million things was Drudge because he just puts his tweets out. I'm like, oh, look, it says he's foreign owned now. That wasn't him. That's not owned by him. There's a lot of disinfo out there.
I've actually got a theory on the Drudge thing. We can get to it in the next segment if you want.
Yeah.
I think it's a warning sign. Not from him. I don't think he is a warning sign. I think he's putting warnings out there like, hey, here are all the attacks coming against Trump. I think, yeah, the news is bad. Because that's what the news is right now. But I think he's trying to alert people.
Well, I know this. The bubble, and he actually tweeted that on his real account, that he's sick of this, stick with the plan, there's a secret good group, everything's been handled, it's all predestined. We know that's not the case.
No.
And that pisses you. And that's been my theory, is that he wants to show the threats to the president and not just be a cult echo chamber saying everything's fine.
Yeah.
And I've been saying the same thing, that, you know, Trump could be taken out. Now, though, he's getting so out in front of him, but they can still kill him, poison him. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? But, I mean, politically speaking, the Democrats they've completely ruined any chance they had.
They're 25 points ahead in the last quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my frustration with Drudge is this, because I think Fox News is starting to lean more and more left. You would know better.
Oh, you see it.
Yeah. You would know better than I would.
I can tell you what's happening at Fox.
Uh-huh.
When we come back.
But it used to be him and you who were the only people who were actually talking about conservative views in an honest way. Now Drudge seems like he's flipped. And that's what concerns me. Is
let's talk about that when
we come
back.
Where Republicans go for news.
Let's talk about it. DrinkingBros.com, very popular podcast. Ross Patterson, Dan Holloway, I'm Alex Jones. Please share the video platform, band.video. Without you, there's no hope.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, because there's magic in my eyes.
All right, we're going to go to your phone calls here in just a few minutes. We've got our guest here in studio with us from the Drinking Bros podcast. I'm Alex Jones. Please don't forget, if you don't shop with us for Christmas, you're crazy. I'm not going to even try to bash Amazon, but there's a big national news story out. It's also on Infowars.com. Breaking: Wall Street Journal investigation finds Amazon.com selling actual dumpster trash, food and supplements as new. Now, I'm going to explain what's happening here. I'm not even defending Amazon. They're one of our main competitors. That's because they have millions of vendors. So, yes, you should only buy from trusted vendors. That's not really Amazon at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen. So I really, again, would not be buying perishable items from that if it's not a vendor you trust. That's really how that works. InfoWars, it's all fresh. It's all new. We would never do something like that. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points. The 12 days of Christmas right now. Turbo Force, 60% off. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 60% off. You can get a bottle of Real Red Pill Plus with a free bottle of BioTrue Selenium, X2, X3, all giant sales. That's how we fund our operation. Please do your shopping with us, and thank you. But getting back to some of the other things you guys wanted to get into briefly, the secret meeting that's now come out from October with Peter Thiel, Zuckerberg, and Trump, That's one of the top trending stories right now because we're learning more about it.
Yeah, I mean, with Peter Thiel, he wants to keep political ads on Facebook and essentially give politicians the right to run political ads, as many as they want on Facebook for the upcoming election. Democrats don't want that because they're worried about fake news getting out there. The problem with that is
they're the kings of fake news.
Yes.
Who says fake news? And it's Hillary a few months ago that demanded it, and Twitter did it. YouTube's done it to a great extent. But the Democrats run all these ads under other names. They call it news. So really, they're just banning Republicans having ads.
Correct. And I think, look, when you have Zuckerberg involved, he will bow to the almighty dollar. Because both parties are paying a ton to be on Facebook and to promote the election, obviously. So I don't think he's going to bend on this. I think he'll allow it. And I think you'll see even more political ads this time around than you did in 2016.
Well, why should Zuckerberg bow to Hillary Clinton? I mean, I know I've been the sacrificial lamb. Every time they want him to ban everything, he goes, I'm banning Alex Jones again.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, ban him more. Re-ban
him.
Ban again.
I don't think he's been banned enough. Re-ban Alex Jones.
In fact, Zuckerberg, ban me again.
There's somebody here at Facebook Austin. They're creating new Alex Jones accounts daily just so they can re-ban him probably, right?
Yeah, they do all sorts. And again, that's their cover story.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
They even said, don't say his name in a nice mention. Only negative.
Oh, man.
But see, look, Dan, you know more about this being VP of marketing at Black Rifle.
Yeah.
Facebook ads are essential.
Yeah, but here, you know what? Here's a fun factoid, by the way, about this whole thing. Do you know how much money Russian operatives spent on Facebook ads in the 2016 election?
Hardly any. $300,000.
It was $100,000 total that they can confirm. $300,000 maybe.
Yeah.
$100,000 total that they can confirm.
It's not even a drop in the bucket.
No.
Yeah.
There are companies that spend that a day on Facebook.
My stance on this is, look, if you're dumb enough to believe any Facebook ad that is going to influence your vote, you deserve it.
Well, it turned out 80% of the confirmed ones were bought by Democrats, and Michael Moore went to a fake Trump protest that was by a Russian-funded bot. That just means somebody bought a Russian company to run the ad, and it got libtards out at Trump Tower.
Yeah.
And that was from a Russian bot.
Well, here's the problem. I feel like people on the right are pretty convinced that Russia wants to screw around with our government and China wants to screw around with our government. Democrats are convinced that China and Russia want to screw around with and get Republicans elected. Why would they want that? Why?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Trump has been kicking the snot out of the Russians.
Yeah, like absolutely Russia and China want to mess around with our government. Absolutely. But they don't benefit from having Republicans or Democrats, and they benefit from chaos. And you're allowing it to happen.
And who's doing it? The Democrats are the people that say America shouldn't exist.
It's because they're naive.
Yeah.
They're just naive and ignorant.
Well, I mean, I will tell you that at the top, people are smart running them.
No, I mean the voters.
No. You're right. The Democrat leadership themselves are literally mentally impaired.
Yeah. Well,
Nadler,
Joe Biden sure is.
Yeah.
I've never seen that thing where he bit his wife's finger. That is, man, that I've never seen anything like that in politics.
Yeah, guys, can we show the video of Biden bites wife's finger?
Yeah.
He's got dementia on TV.
Oh, yeah. It's like Nixon sweating or Rubio getting shaky, drinking water a couple years ago. It's like one of those moments of political theater, just like, holy crap, I can't believe I just watched that.
And the thing is, he's got to go through it for another year.
Yeah.
How are they going to prop him up and put them out there for another year?
I don't know. Kickstand, I guess.
Yeah.
I want to go to some phone calls with you guys, and we'll do a little bit in the next hour. Then Paul Joseph Watson is ready to go. He was going to be here in studio right now, but he had some family emergencies, so we're praying for his family. I'll just leave it at that. But Paul's a trooper being here with us. Let's go ahead and take some calls. Who's been holding the longest here? I really appreciate the callers being troopers. Let's go to Thomas in Wisconsin. Thank you, sir. You're on the air with the Drinking Bros podcast host.
Hey, Alex Jones, man. It's good to talk to you. It's an honor.
It's an honor to talk to you. So what do you think they're going to do with the next move in the deep state? Because everything they do turns to crap.
Well, I think their thing is they're going to try to play possum. What they're going to do is try to go under, you know, like underground, and try to pander to conservatives. I saw an article from CNN the other day. It was published by a conservative saying Trump went in there to, you know, attack the elites, and no wonder they're trying to impeach him. I think they're trying to test themselves in conservative waters because that's what the deep state does.
They've all been wearing American flags, American pin lapels, all that stuff, and they are starting to, like, attack that Trump's not conservative. I think they are beta testing that.
I think that's what they do. I mean, they're deceitful. That's what they do.
Well, I mean, that's you what know? You do, though, in an information operation campaign. You give information to your people, and you give disinformation to the other side. That's what you do. So, yeah, it makes sense.
They're getting more bold. The New York Times said that I fire guns at my employees' feet, that I killed an employee's fish. No one's ever had a fish here. I never shot guns at people's feet.
Killed an employee's fish, huh?
Yeah, just like, I'm murdering your fish.
So you ate somebody's fish sandwich. And then
it's like Wolf of Wall Street stuff.
Yeah. It morphs into something crazy, right?
And Jordan Belfort or whatever his name was says he did actually eat the fish. That's not me. I don't hurt employees' fish.
No, but if you had...
I do yell at the employees sometimes.
Can you imagine bringing a fish to work as your pet?
The crew.
It's my emotional support fish.
Yeah.
I have a goldfish in a little bag and I can't...
Like, I've got an emu as my emotional support or penguin.
God, did you see the woman that brought the mini horse on the flight?
No.
The best.
Oh I got to see that. Woman brings mini horse on flight.
I swear to God, it's standing sideways in the aisle in front of other people's legs.
Did you see the woman at the gas station with bags getting gasoline?
Yeah. Oh, man. It's... Hey, welcome to America, brother.
Whoa, dude. What? You know that woman votes Democrat. I mean, all right, I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Thomas, anything else?
Yeah, I mean, I know exactly what you're talking about with them lying. I do a lot of events out in Wisconsin. I've been called the Alex Jones of Wisconsin as a derogatory remark, but I take it as a compliment. And they
you know, I am a train wreck sometimes, but so are real people. So, you know, the point is I love America. So, yes, that is a good badge of honor, I think.
Yeah, I appreciated it. I mean, and I'm still going to keep running these, you know, events and stuff, because if we don't get out on the street, if we don't try to go after the if we don't try to run for DA, or if we don't try to run for sheriff, or if we don't try to run for representative, they're going to run it. That's why Bloomberg is going after DAs and sheriffs, because he wants to grab them before we can. So we need to do that, because that's the only way we can secure enough executive power to prosecute them without having to go outside the law. So I'm running for candidate in Wisconsin, you know, the bluest district in the state. So, you know, that's what we have to do. If we don't do that, we're screwed.
Yeah. Absolutely. God bless you, Thomas. We're going to go to break and take more calls.
I'm happy to hear that.
What are they going to do 321 days from now if Trump wins? Because they're going to try election fraud. He could still lose that way. I think that's the big enchilada. They're going to try election fraud.
They better start thinking about it, because he's going to win in a landslide.
Yeah,
all the reasons we've discussed today.
I've got it 53-47 in the next election. I really do. I think it's going to be even worse, just because Americans are fed up with what's going on. The Russia thing was a hoax. The impeachment thing is a hoax. The media itself has gone so far downhill that you've no one to trust anymore. And I think he's been able to play off that and actually gain more voters than he did last time.
I think he wins
the popular election and the electoral college.
It's basically Rocky IV, how all the Russians started cheering for Sylvester Stallone at the end. That's how it's going to be. They're so tired of
it. No, I agree. All these blue-collar people, everybody, just like with Boris Johnson in the UK, they're making their main base say, we're done. It's so obvious. We've reached the apex, as a caller said earlier, of the division working. Now it's going in the other direction, and they can't help themselves. They're still just committed. And Napoleon said, do not interrupt your enemy when they're destroying themselves.
Yep. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we present to you the 2019 Idiocracy Awards, brought to you by Brondo, Monsanto, Merck, and the flu vaccine.
And when I start the fourth hour and Paul Watson comes in, I'm going to play part of the actual Idiocracy awards here on air. It was interesting. Last Friday, I cut that intro to then just go on the Idiocracy Awards video we cut. And I love it. It's like for 3 days, I sit in these meetings and I go, I want the clip with that on this. And they go, no, we're going to have this clip and that clip. You don't get it. But it's okay, because once people get it, then they'll get the whole thing. It's like an example of the New World Order. Like people couldn't get multinational corporations getting together, being above the law, tax exempt, coming in and setting up a planetary regime. And they just couldn't get it, even though we had all the books, all the documents, all the admissions, all the whole planet. But finally, they're getting it. Finally, it's like, bam, everybody understands it. And that's the cool thing about an Idiocracy Award. Of course, you can't air it, because metaphysically, it's blasting out idiocracy memes. But I'm going to even take over Paul's whole next hour if I have to play it. I mean, it's going to air whether I die today or not. Oh, my God. I love it. I'm at the top. I'm on another planet right now. Yeah, let me tell you.
We should have an award show.
Yeah.
We should do an award show, play those videos, and we'll have announcers come out and
I'm such a bad communicator that I did it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And I have these... And that's why I'm like, blah, 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 blah. I mean, I'm like, I want the intro to the awards with this clip.
I want to see those people go against each other in real life. Just with Michael Buffer announcing, let's get ready to rumble.
Ladies and gentlemen, the first annual Idiocracy Awards. In fact, let me show people a runner-up. I've never seen this. I didn't know a lady tried to bring a Shetland pony as an animal that's helping her. I'm told that we have that. Can we roll that? Go ahead. There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Look at her.
Wow, and so they're serious and they let her. This is the political correctness.
Yeah, this is a real video. This actually happened, and then somebody had to sit next to her. I wish there was video of the guy sitting down in that seat pushing the pony aside.
Unbelievable. All right, let's take some more phone calls here. James in Indiana, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Oh, man, you've touched on so many things I want to talk about. I'm a third-generation veteran. I could sit here and tell you about the VA system. I could tell you about Social Security. Congress is almost impossible to run for the average person because it takes so much and the rules are so complicated.
Well, go ahead. Speak about it.
Well, like the state of Indiana in the 1st District, we haven't had a Republican in over 30 years. This guy's finally retiring. But with the VA system, Trump's made a lot of really good improvements, but VA accountability is delusional. I mean, I know a nurse that falsified records and given a promotion to Mishawaka when VA records are so unreliable, it's insane. And with the Social Security Administration, it's the biggest scandal in America right now. Nobody's talking about. You pay into a system 15, 20 years, and then when you need it, they're not there. So people in this country are actually losing their homes and blowing their heads off.
Well, that's what's happening is there's a giant Ponzi scheme. That's what the globalist system is. And then Trump's just trying to organize it and try to fix it as best he can. It's really an impossible task because we let the corruption get to this point. And I just hope that Trump can crash land this without too much of a problem.
Yeah, go Sully. Full Sully.
Yeah, you got to go full Sully every day, you know?
Make sure you land it softly in the water.
That's my favorite drink, by the way, is Sully. It's Grey Goose in water. So that's what we call that in the biz, the Sully.
Really? Do the rocks count? Because that was a frozen.
No, you can't get with rocks. You just got to go straight vodka water on that one, my man.
Really?
Yeah, just a Sully. Got to land it easy, you know, at the end of a long day.
I think I've had a few Sullys.
Yeah, I think you have, too. We're trying to get you back on the Sully train, but you look too good. You look too good.
Yeah, well, I'm a little better. But
what kind of friends are we trying to get you?
I have real temper problems now that I don't drink them.
What about weed?
I'm like a dry drunk now, so.
Yeah. You do weed at all?
No. I mean, my ex-wife had it like in a custody battle. Look, he smoked pot on Joe Rogan. I literally go, I only smoke it every once in a while, like on Joe Rogan's show. And everybody's, oh, we know you're smoking dope. The judge is like, you're drug. She drug tested me 3 times. Of course, there was no drugs. But no, I mean, marijuana makes me paranoid.
What about CBD?
You know, I've got CBD balm I put like on my back and stuff. Yeah, really works well. Yeah.
Yeah. We, one of our sponsors is KillcliffCBD.com. And we use them all the time. It's in a can, liquid form, 25.
Former Navy SEALs.
It's great, amazing. Guys, yeah. Another veteran owned company.
But look, everybody talks about CBD like it's some new thing. The Israelis have been studying this since the 1950s. This is not new, by the way. So go look into that maybe.
Cannabinoids really are amazing. It's an amazing plant.
It is.
But souped up and weaponized, it turns a lot of people into basement-dwelling zombies.
Neckbeards.
Neckbeards is what we call them in the biz. Yeah.
You know why it happens is because they're leaning back playing World of Warcraft like this, and just gravity takes the hair down here. That's what happens.
It's relaxed.
And they eat a lot of Hot Pockets, too, from what I understand.
Hot Pockets.
We're not getting paid by Hot Pocket to say that.
At all, but I wish we were because those are delightful. Those are delightful, and I would love to have one right now. There's a nice neckbeard for you. Is.
But look, he feels powerful because he's like ruling some distant planet.
Bet you $5,000 that guy owns a ninja sword of some sort.
He's a Glorkhan commander. Oh my God.
What if he had a Melania girlfriend? We just didn't know it.
Dude,
just
Melania, that
smoke show.
Melania, when she, you know, she's with Trump, she's got a little bubble in her head of that guy.
Yeah.
Let's put Melania's dream boat back on screen, folks. Oh my God. All right, let's take some more calls. Thank you. Thank you so much, James. Okay, up next here is GK. GK in Minnesota. Go ahead, sir.
I'm a woman.
Or ma'am, excuse me.
Yeah.
Or I can't even guess your gender. Let's say you're a Zorklon as well.
Zorklon.
I just wanted to talk about language and how powerful it is and how I think the globalists are using language and the law to take over society. So I'm a PhD, and I studied, like, statecraft and language, and my advisor even, like, you know, worked with, like, Brookings Institute and, like, all these other places. Because I really like Benedict Anderson, you know, Pierre Bourdieu, Michel Foucault, all these people talking about what the fabric of society is. And so, like, you know, people can enforce what they want you to do from above. That's the law, right? And so they're doing lawsuits against everybody.
Yeah, you're talking about the Panopticon.
Right, exactly. And so, like, but even from, there are countries that exist without governments, right? Like, they're not, like, great societies to live in, but, you know, they're self-contained, they continue and persist. And that's because there's language and there is social norms that exist, and people, like, your neighbors or your family, they enforce those rules on you. And so, like, society is trying to get us to say things like, you know, fake news or collusion. Collusion wasn't even a thing or a word that anybody cared about 5 years ago, right? But they're now kind of trying to co-opt us and get everybody talking about that.
And then people see what they claim Trump is doing being done by the Democrats in front of them. Just like Professor Turley said, what you're saying Trump did, you've done.
Yeah. I mean, it's self-projection through accusation, right? That's a Freudian theory from 100 years ago.
Well, I've sure learned that, especially with leftist and people, they are really into projection, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, whatever they say you're doing, they're doing it.
Absolutely, yeah. Like, if you're in a relationship and your partner keeps accusing you of cheating, they're cheating.
Yeah, they're the ones that are cheating.
They are absolutely cheating. Just, you know.
Can I see your cell phone at 4 a.m.?
Yeah.
No. That's the next question. Yeah. No, you can't. Why not? Well, something's going on in my cell phone at 4 a.m. Sorry. I got a nice neckbeard who's sending me photos from, you know, Minneapolis.
Well.
Apologize, GK, by the way, if homeboy is from Minneapolis and you have to deal with
there it. There it is.
It's a triple. It's triple.
The Gorg Swap. That is the ruler of an entire dimension.
That guy right there is all in Melania's DMs right now.
That's the breaking news. And they'll be like, PolitiFact, Jones put out fake news claiming this man is her boyfriend. That's fake news. It's called a joke. Oh, have you seen how Snopes and PolitiFact are now fact-checking comics?
Yeah. Can you imagine that?
No, seriously, folks. That is really Melania's... No, that's not funny. That's actually Melania's hemorrhoid.
Yeah.
We put it back. There you go.
Oh, that's going to haunt my dreams forever.
That
one's going to stick.
That is the Glorg Slop.
Oof, my God.
He might be the leader. He might be the leader.
That might be the intergalactic leader right there. Like, we don't see the beauty of a Glorg Slop to another fellow Glorg Slop.
That's what's going to happen if Trump doesn't win in 2020. It's going to be thousands of those guys.
It's all that in purple hair.
Yeah. By the way, that guy and all of his friends are protesting right now outside of Austin steps.
We saw him down there, and this is a pretty liberal city. There's like 30 people out there. Like,
that's it.
Congratulations, guys.
Stop pushing alcohol on
me. Really did it. No, we're not going to stop.
I've been thinking about a big old bottle of whiskey.
Well, yeah, we've got some. You know that's our drink.
Don't even
have a drink with you.
Don't even tease me.
Yeah, but right now, by the way, if you're watching any media coverage right now, know that there's only about 30 protesters out there.
Not good. Yeah. Bring me the alcohol. Idiocracy, I'm joining it.
This is going to be on Rachel Maddow tonight, bud.
Oh, yeah.
Easily. Alex Jones is on air. Meltdown over whiskey.
I want the countdown of the Idiocracy on the Idiocracy video. No, you will not get it. It's the best crew ever, but if I really want it, I can't have it. Hour number 4 with Paul Watson coming up.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, an hour of the War Room is coming up with Owen Schroyer. And he's been at libtard demonstrations all day in the armored vehicle. By the way, they're throwing bottles at him, attacking him. That's why we got it, is because they literally attack us. And then we can, in fact, there's a live feed right now of the idiocy going on. So lots of that. Paul Watson's about to take over. I love all these callers. The drinking bros are here with us, tempting me, a little devil on my shoulder, reminding me how delicious it all is. I actually never drank, folks. It's all a big act tough. And then let's take some calls here. Thank you, Charlie in Missouri, for holding. Thank you. You're on the air.
It's been hard to get through it. You guys have been so funny. I tip my hat to the drinking boys and the information you guys covered. I also have to agree with you about Melania. She'd be a Medusa to me. One look in her eyes, I'd probably turn right to stone.
Anyway. Let me tell you, I thought it was hype till I met her in person. And I was like, I mean, I was cool about it, but I was just like, I was kind of scared walking up. Like, I'm like, my God, what's that bright light 50 yards? I mean, you got closer. Like,
I'll tell you, you look up beauty in the dictionary and her picture's going to be right there. You know,
well, the photos don't capture it. I mean,
they don't.
They don't. Charlie, she'll turn you to stone and to wood, if you know what I mean.
Well, you ever seen, like, a really tough, like, badass guy? He's not trying to act tough. You can just tell he's really tough. And you're kind of like, man, that kind of intimidates me. Well, it's like she's feminine, but it's a tough dude. It's like, it's scary. She's scary.
Yeah.
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 I got to tip my hat off to Owen. Boy, that is a slam dunk on Sleepy Joe. I love it, and I love what you guys are doing.
We're going to play the slam dunk coming in with Paul Watson next.
Can I talk with you about the deep state?
Please, sir.
And the new world order.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, the deep state, the deep state's nothing but the executive branch of the New World Order anyway. And the United States is a thorn in their side and always has been. And if you think of the compartmentalization, like with the communications department, which would be the high techs, and the public relations, which would be MSM, the executive branch would be the deep state. And you know what's the hotline to the deep state is the security clearance. Now, why does Brennan and Clapper and Kerry have a hotline with security clearance? They can just go to England. They could just go to Italy. They could just go to Australia, and they can accomplish their dirty deeds.
That's right. They've got access. And Trump said take it away from Brennan, and it didn't happen, showing the rebellion going on. I say arrest that piece of filth.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, look at how he's attacking. Trump knows business. He's attacking the compartment, the deep state compartment, the high tech compartment, the public relations department. And now, with the loss in England of and Boris into power, you got to figure now there's two thorns in the New World Order side. Forget about the deep state; they're reporting to the New World Order.
There's going to be three soon, I think.
Pulling the strings of the deep state.
Now, what's the third?
They don't care about elections. They don't care about who's in office. They don't care if they're in office.
Yeah,
as long as
I agree
they've
with
got
that.
Access.
So, Dan Holloway, what's the third thorn on their side? And this is a super smart caller, Charlie.
Yeah,
keep going.
It is. I think it's going to be Germany, to be honest. I think they've had enough of Merkel. I think they've had enough of...
I agree. Germany is the next shoe to drop.
I agree. I mean, it's just like there's no way that's sustainable.
And then France.
Just allowing all the immigrants to come in. Not that I'm not against immigration. But
you can't run around and rape all the women and scream out loud.
There's a way to go about doing that.
Way to run around screaming out loud.
Milo came on our show and talked about it. He said it should be a lottery based on talent plus human compassion. It should be a combination of those two things. Not just let's open it up. Let's see what happens, guys.
To 85% military-age men, jihadis, in Puma jumpsuits.
Yeah, I mean, that's just not going to work. It's not going to work. And people at some point are going
to... Your daughter looks good to me. I will teach her the ways of Allah's pee-pee.
Do you mind if I wear your Kangol? No, you can't wear a Kangol.
No, that's done. Unless you're Samuel Jackson, you shouldn't be wearing a Kangol.
Hey! Hat.
Live from Her Britannic Majesty's England, it's
live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Is it Alex Jones? No, I'm finishing up here in a few minutes, and Paul Joseph Watson is taking over. But since everybody keeps talking about it, I need to find out where it's posted so people can spread it. I'm going to get this posted to band.video, if it isn't already there. But we're going to call it Slam Dunk 2020. I don't know, but... Here's a little slam dunk promo people have been asking about. Here's part of what happened in San Antonio this weekend. The video's on Infowars.com. Here it is.
We can't let this happen. This election is about the soul of our nation. And Donald Trump has poisoned our soul. He fans the flames of hate. Hate groups. White supremacists here at home.
Racist.
Coming down the escalator when he announced.
Hear about racist,
racist. He said he was doing it before he hit the ground floor. Remember what he said? He said, I'm going to take on those rapist Mexicans. Then he cried, no, there's never been a president.
That's a lie, Joe.
Never been a president.
That's a lie.
Oh, it is a lie.
Yeah. And it was your son in the Ukraine.
We're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said. I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion.
You're the one that offered to withhold $1 billion.
Bam.
The Council of Foreign Relations.
I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired.
Son of a bitch. He got fired, right, Joe? Son of a bitch. He got fired, right? Remember that?
Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired.
Trump is innocent. Trump is innocent. Infowars.com.
Total victory, man. Just total victory.
It's like watching a slam dunk of truth. Just boom!
Like Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
All right, Paul. Paul Joseph Watson's about to take over for the balance of the hour from London, England. And then the War Room's coming up with Owen Schroyer and the rest of the crew. They have been downtown in the melee of the anti-Trump rallies. We've got a lot of footage of that. There is a huge chain reaction taking place. So many videos I didn't even get to today. So many I haven't even had time to watch. People confronting Pelosi and Maxine Waters and Adam Schiff and Nadler and Biden. And so many times they're saying Infowars.com. It's kind of like Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. It means you're on the DL. You know what's going on. They're not pulling the wool over your eyes. I want to thank the listeners doing that because we're fighting to keep all this crew that we have in place. And I'm doing stuff like got my house up on the market, which I always plan to keep some money back in a house that was paid for to sell if I needed it to actually expand. We're hiring some more people for 2020 with 321 days out because I'm not giving up. But I need you to do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. I refuse to contract. We're going to expand in the face of this. It's too critical. And I had a fellow walk up to me on the street and say, hey, I got my dad that really nice Damascus steel Bowie knife you're selling. That's a really good deal. And I went, Damascus Bowie knife, because I told Tim Frigier and the guys that source stuff, you know, get good deals and high-quality things. And so I said, we're selling a Damascus steel Bowie knife. He goes, yeah, we bought like 300 of them. There's 200 left. I said, well, get me one. Well, this is a really nice Bowie knife, and it's camel bone, and you got to go read about it. There's only 200 of these left, 200 and something, and it helps fund our operation. And you're not going to find a knife like this in stores for that price. These are like $150, $200 knives. It's $99.95. It's a great deal. No reviews yet because nobody's put the reviews up, but some have obviously hit the street. Somebody told me they bought one here and liked it. So I said, can I please see this wondrous knife? And guess what? I doubt my dad's watching right now. This one's mine. My dad likes to skin deer and all that stuff. It's really a nice Bowie knife. Not too big, not too little. And it's the Damascus steel, really high quality. Very, very sharp. So look out with a nice leather scabbard. Read all about it. There's a lot more that you'll find out at InfoWarsStore.com about the Bowie knife. Separately, it's the 12 days of Christmas. The sales just compound each other. So every new thing that goes on sale continues until Christmas. Your guaranteed delivery before Christmas, if you order in the United States by December 20th, that's this Friday, 60% off Rainforest Plus, 50% off Super Blue, fluoride-free toothpaste with tea tree oil, colloidal silver iodine, 60% off Knockout. You heard the caller talk about how great it is. 60% off Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 60% off Ultra 12, 60% off Biotrus Selenium, up to 50% off all the apparel. It's 20 to 55% off. Some is even more. 60% off Turbo Force. And we've got Real Red Pill Plus at cost with a free bottle of Biotrus Selenium. Even though we're selling a lot of that, I want you to have one loss leader, and that's it. Colloidal silver, silver bullet, only $9.95. The same stuff, $20 or more at Whole Foods. 50% off InfoWars Life products across the board and even more. Take advantage of that and help keep us on the air. Look at how our reporters are all over the country, all over the world, kicking globalist booty. That's only because you're funding us. Will Johnson's in D.C. every day, huge viral confrontations, millions of views, the president tweeting it out. I mean, I'm so proud of this crew. I'm so proud of Paul Watson. He's got Summit.News, but still does great work for InfoWars. We're all in this together. And we've been a sponsor and helped out Summit.News. And we've got this new T-shirt. Don't visit InfoWars.com. People love this shirt. It's got the woke Alex Jones, the laser beam eyes, with the They Live sunglasses. Don't visit InfoWars. That way, if you're in a libtard area, you go, yeah, that filthy scumbag. And then, you know, get intel on them. Infowars.com on the back. They'll probably figure it out and try to kill you. But, you know, they're commie scum, so screw them. Most areas, you'll run into fans and people. So it's like choose your own adventure wearing an Alex Jones shirt. No reviews yet, but I think it's going to be a bestseller. So help fund our operation, Infowarsstore.com. Okay, Paul Joseph Watson takes over. I am going to be back on the War Room with Owen Schroyer, Savannah Hernandez, and more. Now, from London, Summit.News, Paul Joseph Watson.
Thanks, Alex. And I've been hacking my guts up like Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail, so see how this goes. We're going to start with the fallout from the UK election, which, of course, happened last Thursday. Early signs seem to be quite positive in terms of Boris Johnson's new government and what it's going to look like going forward. There's a headline here from Breitbart. Tories to appoint Brexiteer peers to balance Remainers Lords. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is reportedly planning to grant peerages to Tory Brexiteers in order to rebalance the Remainer-dominated House of Lords. So they're going to tackle that. They had 800 peers. Out of those 800 Lords, only 50 were Eurosceptics. So they're going to try and rebalance that in the House of Lords. We also have this headline from Summit News. No to champagne with billionaires, Boris Johnson to boycott Davos. He said, our focus is on delivering for the people, not champagne with billionaires. So they're not going to attend Davos. They're not going to have any representatives from the new UK government attending Davos. We'll wait and see what happens at Bilderberg, which, of course, is seen by many as more powerful as it's more secretive than Davos. Trump refused or scrapped a scheduled delegation visit to Davos back in January, although I think he's going to be there, or his representatives are going to be there next month. But Boris Johnson's on, so that is an exciting development there. Zero Hedge reports the elites don't give an F. Bannon explains why Boris won. We're going to get into his comments after the break because that's going to take slightly longer. But have the left, have the Labour Party learned their lesson that rabid identity politics, climate change hysteria, and democracy busting anti-Brexit hatred doesn't resonate with the voters? If you insult your own voters for 3.5 years straight, calling them racist bigots whose vote shouldn't have counted, probably not the best election strategy. Have they learned their lesson? No, they've doubled down. Newly elected Labour MP and Corbyn loyalist Claudia Webb says the party has lots to celebrate from the election. Really, their worst performance in 85 years. Lots to celebrate from the election. She says the leadership isn't to blame for the result, even though time and time again, they asked Labour voters why they switched to Conservative. They blamed the leadership. They will double down. They will never learn their lesson. We're going to be back to talk about that and more in the next segment. Summit.news. Don't go away.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.news.
We are back and we are continuing to cover the fallout from the UK election. Of course, Labour, the left-wing party, had their worst result in 85 years. They're out there celebrating it. Apparently, it was great. Jeremy Corbyn says that he won the argument, even though he was completely obliterated. Of course, one of the main reasons they won is because working-class people in northern areas of England voted Conservative in some cases for the first time in 50, 60, 70 years. We had all these seats that were safe Labour seats for decades and decades, places like Bolsover, places like Blythe, places like Workington, most of them again up in the north, suddenly switched to Tory to Conservative seats because, again, the voters had been insulted, denigrated for the past 3.5 years as racist bigots whose votes in the Brexit referendum shouldn't have counted. Labour has become the party of the upper middle class London latte sipping bubble. They've stopped representing the working class people, and that's why they lost a devastating amount of seats in this recent election. And Steve Bannon's been talking about it. Headline out of Zero Hedge, the elites don't give an F. Bannon explains why Boris won. He sat down with The Guardian for an interview. He said, Boris Johnson's sweeping UK victory over Labour's Jeremy Corbyn is a victory for populism. Noting how he was fascinated by focus groups on British TV, he said these were Labour voters and they were not going to vote for Labour. And the reason was they kept asking, how are these programmes going to be paid for? He said he was impressed with the specificity and the granularity of the questions. And again, that is the point. They dangled all this free stuff, didn't explain to any sufficient degree how they were going to pay for it, including free university tuition, which we're going to get onto. But Bannon said, people don't want to be spun anymore. They don't want to be BS'd anymore. They want to know what you're laying out and how you're going to effectuate it. Most importantly, how you're going to pay for it. And if paying for it means more increased taxes or less opportunities for me, you're not going to get my vote, no matter how good it sounds. So he's basically echoing what we already knew. With the free university tuition, which the Labour Party again dangled as this free promise with no clear path as to how to pay for it, the reason they did this, and I talked about this briefly with Alex yesterday, is the same way they opened up the borders to mass immigration under Tony Blair in the late 1990s to create a massive voting bloc. Because people who attend university in the United Kingdom, even as they get older, their opinions don't tend to become more conservative. They tend to stay exactly the same because they've attended Marxist brainwashing camps who are very good at social engineering and making sure the propaganda sticks, which is why at these pro-EU anti-Brexit marches in London for much of the time, you do see a lot of older people. You see a lot of younger people, but also a lot of older people. You also see them at Extinction Rebellion, climate change marches as well. This is out of Breitbart. Delling poll, if Boris can't counter the red menace in education, this is the last ever Conservative government. He goes on to explain this map, which is in this article, which if you only look at how 18 to 24-year-olds voted, the map is a sea of red representing the left-wing Labour Party. Of course, many people say, well, these people are going to get older. They're going to become more mature. They're going to start owning property. They're going to start earning more of their own money. They're naturally going to become a less big government, more conservative. But again, not always the case when they've been in these Marxist brainwashing camps. And he makes the point in this article. He says, the question will, I hope, be among the highest priorities of the new Boris Johnson administration. What, after all, will be the point of all the economy-boosting, life-enhancing measures Boris has got planned for Britain if they're going to be undone by a new red surge? And he makes the point. Tony Blair always remained the hardcore Trotskyite he was at university, which is why he set in place this program of trying to get 50% of school leavers in the United Kingdom to go to university, because then they attend the Marxist brainwashing camps. Before Blair instituted the push for that policy, it was only 10%. Now, most of these kids are going to have their lives ruined by going to university when they shouldn't have done so in the first place. The amount of people I know that have got completely useless university degrees and they're doing jobs which have got nothing to do with those degrees is astronomical. And again, this takes away people from doing other jobs, which then have to be filled by immigrants, whether legal or illegal. And again, they leave college with mountains and mountains of debt. They can't get on the property ladder because they're already in debt. It ruins their lives. But they stay fixed with the same beliefs about social justice, about identity politics, and they vote lifelong Labour. That is why Labour wanted to dangle that free college tuition to create this voting bloc, basically in perpetuity. It hasn't happened yet. But again, most of these people, these 18 to 24-year-old demographic, are not going to change their mind. So that sea of red is only going to increase if people on the right do not reach out and have a better, more cohesive message to offer the Zoomers in society. Meanwhile, media claims British Muslims have begun to leave the UK after Boris win. Of course, this is complete BS, made up, completely made up, even though it's published by one of the, I think, the biggest outlet in the UK, the Metro. This is out of Breitbart. British Muslims have begun to leave the UK after Boris Johnson won the election, according to the alarmist headlines of a journalist writing for a major newspaper. Writing for the Metro, a once fairly neutral but increasingly left-biased newspaper, Basit Mahood, good old British name, claimed that British Muslims have started the process of leaving the UK over fears for their personal safety. Now Boris Johnson is Prime Minister. However, the article only actually mentions discussions between the online wing of Metro and two other people, neither of whom have actually left the country. So this is basically some kind of virtue signaling exercise between three people on Twitter, mainly, about, oh, I'm so scared, I'm going to leave the country. None of them are going to leave the country. Where are they going to go? Are they going to go back to Pakistan? Are they going to go to Bangladesh? Not great places to find work and raise a family. Of course, this is all virtue signaling. This is all trying to create a new moral panic, a new hysteria. We saw the same thing after Brexit, where we had this explosion in incidents of hate crime, even though when you drill down into the numbers, it was reports of hate crime that had increased, when they actually investigated these hate crimes, the numbers were completely level. So because the media gins up all this hysteria about racism, homophobia, Islamophobia, it makes people think that more instances of certain very milquetoast behavior is a hate crime. In fact, we had a story a couple of weeks ago where they said that people who are racist in hospitals in the UK, and again, racist is this vast swath of vague definitions, which could basically be anything at this point, you know, snapping at somebody because you're frustrated about not getting treated quick enough, that doctor or nurse happens to be an ethnic minority, oh, all of a sudden you're a racist and you get denied treatment. They actually discussed, and in one case, implemented it, I believe, denying treatment in hospitals to racists, another example of this hysteria that's being ginned up. So again, we're going to see more of that in the aftermath of this Boris Johnson re-election, even though when you drill down into the hate crime numbers, as happened after Brexit, it was a contrived moral panic. It did not get worse. We'll be back. Summit.news. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Summit.news Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live. Going to get into what's happening in Europe with the ongoing march of cultural enrichment in Sweden once again. Meanwhile, Boris Johnson, Islam is the problem, Islamophobia, a natural reaction to Islam. He didn't just say that, having been newly elected prime minister. That would be somewhat controversial, but he did pen it in a 2005 article drawing ample attention and controversy when he suggested Islamophobia was a natural reaction to Islam. This is out of nationalfile.com. So people are dragging up his old comments. This is from a 2005 Spectator article in which he wrote, "To any non-Muslim reader of the Quran, Islamophobia, fear of Islam, seems a natural reaction, and indeed exactly what that text is intended to provoke. Judged purely on its scripture, to say nothing of what is preached in the mosque, it's the most viciously sectarian of all religions in its heartlessness towards unbelievers." That was said right after the London bombings in 2005, where he said, quote, "Islam is the problem." In another article, and of course, this is what he got in trouble for earlier this year, I believe, or last year, Mr. Johnson said, referring to those who wear a burqa, "It's absolutely ridiculous that people should choose to go around looking like letterboxers." And the media camped outside his door for about 2 days to try and get him to back down to apologize. He basically ignored them and brought them cups of tea, which again goes to the point, never apologize, never back down, simply ignore it, ride it out. It will eventually blow over. Sputnik reports UK Labour leaders' approval ratings plummet after comprehensive election defeat. Over 70% of Britons now have a negative opinion of Jeremy Corbyn, his left-wing Labour Party leader, who still hasn't stood down, by the way. He said he'd resign. He's not going to stand down until, it looks like, March. After the Labour leader led his party to their worst election defeat since 1935, Corbyn's personal approval ratings had dropped dramatically from minus 27 to minus 50 in the wake of Labour's defeat in last week's election. That is absolutely devastating. Prior to the election, 32% of Britons had a favourable view of the Labour leader, while 59% had an unfavourable opinion, and now he's dropping like a stone even further. But in the aftermath of the election, we had more tolerance, more inclusivity, more diversity when, and this is a headline from Summit News, UK Comedy Club cited inclusiveness when it announced blanket ban on conservatives. Because what could be more inclusive than banning an entire swath of the population? So inclusive. A comedy club in London that slapped a blanket ban on conservatives in the aftermath of the UK election did so in the name of, quote, inclusiveness. Their word, not mine. Promoter Mark O'Neill reacted to the leftist Labour Party's crushing defeat by tweeting, quote, "We're literally Hitler now." He actually tweeted that unironically, and asserting that conservative performers were no longer welcome at his Comedy by Bow event. And by the way, there's an event in London called Comedy Unleashed, and they dared to open up a platform to people from all political persuasions As soon as they did so, a lot of us started going, people on the right in, you know, in the political circles in the UK, in London, and they literally send spies to judge our reaction, to see what we laugh at, to try and pick up on what we say to each other, to try and pick up on the hand signs, the signals, the behaviors, the mannerisms that we display during this comedy event. Vice magazine literally sent a reporter to spy on our reactions to this comedy event. And then he wrote an article 3 months later, bizarrely. It took him 3 months to write this up, trying to make out that we were giving like secret hand signs and secret signals to each other, secret smirks, secret facial expressions. And he was literally writing about like what we laughed at, what we laughed in response to at this comedy night. And I went there again last week, and they sent more spies. They were literally just running around trying to tattle on us and trying to listen to our conversations. It's like, how dare you? How dare you have your own safe space where you can go and laugh at some comedy, which isn't beset by the ever-long walking on eggshells, which is politically correct comedy in the United Kingdom. But this is a different event, Comedy by Beau. And the organizer of this event posted on Facebook after the election, be aware that if you are a Tory voter, you are no longer welcome to perform here. You can have your own free speech zone somewhere else because there will not be a platform for you here. He went on to justify this by saying the values of the night are of tolerance, support, and inclusiveness. He literally used the word inclusiveness to justify zoning out, discriminating against, denigrating an entire segment of the population. He sought to promote inclusivity by intentionally excluding people for having a different opinion. What's funny about it is that the organizer of the event, the Galvanizers Union, they call it, he basically runs an open mic night for this comedy club. But the owners of that night, the Galvanizers Union, in response to him trying to deplatform people, they deplatformed him and said, this is not what we're about, because a ton of people complained about it. So this Mark O'Neill guy was later forced to apologize after the Galvanizers Union, which hosted the open mic night, parted ways with him. So basically they deplatformed him, meaning ironically, he was the one who got deplatformed. The mere use of the term inclusiveness as justification for an act that deliberately sought to exclude a huge chunk of the population once again highlights how progressives have cannibalized the English language. The words tolerance and diversity are also routinely used by those who are almost always the most intolerant of diversity of opinion. So the guy who tried to exclude people in the name of inclusiveness, tried to deplatform people in the name of inclusiveness, himself has been deplatformed. What a shame that is. What a shame. Because I'm sure his politically correct comedy night was so hilariously funny in the first place. Meanwhile, Clown World strikes again. 13 academics signed letter claiming term quantum supremacy is racist. They literally had a response to the Google supercomputer advancement. Of course, you remember that a few months ago. A Google computer achieved quantum supremacy by managing to perform a calculation in 200 seconds that would have taken the world's most powerful supercomputer 10,000 years. So they responded to this, not by celebrating the accomplishment with the rest of the scientific community, but by saying that the term quantum supremacy is racist and should not be used. Yes, this actually happened. 13 of them signed a letter. It was published by Nature, and they claimed the term was racist. They said, quote, in our view, supremacy has overtones of violence, neocolonialism, and racism through its association with white supremacy. Even though, again, this is a scientific term that has nothing to do with race or society. It's a scientific term. The letter states, we call for the community to use quantum advantage instead. Advantage means something completely different to supremacy. Supremacy means the best. So they literally want to change the entire meaning of the term because they're triggered by the word supremacy, even though this is a scientific term. The letter also complained about other scientific... Oh, yeah, there's not enough to have one. other scientific terms such as conquest, colonization, and settlement. Can't use those words anymore, even though it's scientific, being politically incorrect because they evoke the terra nullius arguments of settler colonialism and must be contextualized against ongoing issues of neocolonialism, whatever that means. It's just a word salad. The woke-minded can rest easy, however, reports RT, as the next generation of scientists will be free of such hideous unconscious racism. Says Pomona College in California held a mandatory decolonizing physics and astronomy symposium on Wednesday. So again, most of these institutions are just capitulating to these language cannibalizer weirdo morons. Another perfect illustration of how demented, power-mad social justice warriors in academia are cannibalizing language to conform to their warped hysteria about racism and identity politics. They literally want to discourage and even ban the use of perfectly innocent scientific terms simply because some precious woke moron somewhere might be offended.
Listening to Summit.News with Paul Joseph Watson. How you like me
now? How you like me now? We are live, and before I get into some final news stories out of Europe, I want to tell you about the up to 75% off 12 days of Christmas sale. Free shipping and double Patriot points available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, where we have 60% off Ultra 12, 60% off Body, 60% off Brain Force Plus. Massive store-wide discounts, some of them up to 75%. We also have, of course, Christmas lights are a lot like Epstein's shirt. This is an extremely popular product. Get it right now for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com, along with all those other great discounts, and support this fine network. Over in Sweden, meanwhile, this is up on summit.news. Migrant gang beat urinate on teenager. More cultural enrichment from everyone's favorite progressive utopia. Basically, there's a story like this out of Sweden every week. Sometimes we don't even report on them. We don't even mention them. But we have another one right here. A video out of Sweden shows a gang of migrants beating and urinating on a Swedish teenager in the latest example of cultural enrichment. The clip shows the boy being laughed at, insulted, and beaten as the mob discusses taking money off him. "Let me pee on him," states one of the migrants before ordering the boy to open his mouth. The video is absolutely sickening, of course. And the person who posted it, Henrik Pahlgren, made the point, remember, no-go zones don't exist. Of course, they said no-go zones were a conspiracy theory. They said that I was a liar for suggesting they were. They led an international media demonization campaign against me. Now they've just had 100 grenade explosions in a year, and the BBC's putting out headlines saying, what's going on? Gee, I wonder. And as we document in this article, despite massive problems with migrant crime, the Swedish government and authorities appear to be more intent on prosecuting those who complain about it. We've had story after story. Mainly they like to target old people and pensioners who rant about mass immigration on Facebook, and they literally make them frog march them into police stations and interrogate them, then hit them with fines, sometimes prison sentences. As we've previously highlighted, survey shows migrants are vastly overrepresented in violent crime and rapes in Sweden, but the government stopped gathering official statistics back in 2005. Gee, I wonder why. Long before the problem was exacerbated by the arrival of over 150 new refugees, many of whom aren't refugees, mainly from Islamic countries from 2015 onwards. Quillette put out a report recently showing that grenade attacks and deadly shootings in Sweden, concerns over which were once derided as a conspiracy theory by the media, now represent a, quote, national emergency. And we've had so many prominent people in Swedish society, including the former CEO of trucking company Scania, warning that Sweden is heading towards civil war due to uncontrolled mass immigration. You also had the CEO of Volvo come out and said that the company is considering moving its headquarters out of Sweden in the future, partly due to a rise in violent crime. More than one shipping company, a mail delivery company, has also come out and said that they can't deliver packages in certain areas of Stockholm and Malmo because they get physically attacked by these new cultural enrichers, or they get the packages stolen. So now they're not even delivering in some of these areas. But again, these areas don't exist. According to the media, it's a conspiracy theory. As we highlighted back in November, a left-wing journalist in Sweden who vehemently supported mass immigration suddenly changed her tune, admitting that when it came to Sweden's crime-ridden no-go areas, everyone knew it would end in disaster. That is a direct quote. Of course, we've highlighted the studies which show the celebrities and the politicians in Sweden who virtue signal most vehemently about how much they love mass immigration. Basically, none of them live in areas of Sweden where they have the highest immigration. Do as we say, not as we do. Sweden is basically becoming a failed society. Their population is going to be a minority. Ethnic Swedes are going to be a minority by 2040 to 2050. And this, more of this, is what they've got to look forward to. I bet they can't wait. The only positive outcome of this, of course, is that a recent poll showed that the Sweden Democrats, who came third in the 2018 Swedish election, are now the most popular political party in Sweden. They, of course, have the strongest anti-mass migration policy. So that is the only thing to come out of this, I guess, as in the UK, where the left-wing pro-open borders, pro-identity politics, pro-climate change hysteria Labour Party were recently absolutely decimated. Signs show the same thing could happen in Sweden, but that country is so far gone at this point that it really makes you wonder if it's not too late. Meanwhile, in Scotland, which is going to probably have another vote to join the EU in terms of an independence outside of the rest of the United Kingdom, sickening and disgusting, it's okay to be white posters appear in Scottish City, because as we all know, it's not okay to be white. Police are investigating flyers that appeared in the Scottish City that read it's okay to be white, with one member of parliament calling them atrocious. The posters appeared in Perth city centre and plastered all over lampposts and drainpipes throughout the city over the weekend. Somebody sent a message to Perth Against Racism and said that these posters made them feel unsafe. Literally, a piece of paper with some words on it made them feel unsafe. The group said it's sickening and disgusting to know that people think like this. Yes, how dare people think that it's okay to be white? That is sickening and disgusting, isn't it? Another one said they were worried for their non-white daughters. John Swinney, a member of the Scottish Parliament, branded the signs atrocious, adding, "We must stand together to resist this unacceptable material." Because again, it's not okay to be white. No complaints have been made, but the police are going to investigate it anyway because it's rampant hysteria, as per usual. Where did this campaign originate from? Well, of course, we know it originated out of 4chan. They did so in an attempt to bait the media into creating a moral panic and whipping up racial hysteria, which is precisely what happens every single time. They appear to have been successful every time the posters appear in any city. The media and locals behave as if the Third Reich is about to return. Again, they've accomplished their goal. Many have commented that the stunt is particularly cunning because it forces the left to adopt the ideologically bigoted view that it isn't okay to be white, thus revealing them to be the actual racist. So, of course, 4chan had a repeat of that stunt on Halloween. People were kicked out of universities. I think in Oklahoma they had a big case investigating that as a hate crime. So every time they try to bait the media and the authorities into overreacting, it happens every single time 4chan gets their way. In Germany, man fired over driven by a German sign on bus. Can't say that a bus is driven by a German. That's a hate crime. This is in Dresden, where a man was fired for displaying a sign that said this bus is steered by a German driver. Basically what happened is the Dresden Transport Company began hiring a lot of migrant labor to drive these buses because they couldn't source any in the local population. They hired 19 drivers from Serbia despite them lacking in German language skills. So my best guess is that this German bus driver became frustrated with this and he placed this sign in a on the bus when he was driving it that said this bus is steered by a German driver. Of course, we can't have that. That is a thought crime. It's a thought crime against diversity, and it was swiftly punished. The bus driver was immediately fired and will probably never be employed by a transport company again. The company said he is no longer on the road. This behavior will have consequences. Another spokeswoman said that his employment has been terminated. We can under no circumstances tolerate such actions. Presumably, if the driver had been displaying a refugee's welcome sign, nothing would have happened to him and he probably would have been praised as a hero on social media. In Belgium, meanwhile, migrant population in Ghent doubles in 4 years because of all the new cultural enrichers that have come over since 2015. So I'm sure they've got a lot more of that to look forward to. Italy, three MS5 lawmakers defect to Salvini's League party. Of course, Matteo Salvini is now out of government, but they're going to have a new election pretty soon, given that it's Italy and they have new elections all the time. Very unstable political environment. Three senators from the left-wing five-star movement have left the party to join Salvini's increasingly popular League party. He has the numbers. He's going to be back in government before you know it. Whether that is too late for Italy in terms of all the migrant boats coming in, that remains to be seen. Meanwhile, in Canada, two men fired after using the word Eskimo in a private conversation. Again, they apologized profusely for their politically incorrect speech crime, but they were fired from their labor jobs, and they, again, will probably never be hired again. That's going to wrap it up for me. Coming up, War Room with Owen Schroyer, breaking news, Infowars.com.